You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
This button right here?
Yep.
That's the red one?
It's on.
The red one with the dot?
That? Are we recording?
The numbers are going up. Does that mean it's
recording? That means we're
recording. So are we recording?
Well, we're recording.
Are we doing?
Are you sure?
We were recording, then we stopped, and then we started again.
All right, so we're recording.
Did I hit it more than once?
No, you're good.
Okay.
I was just fucking...
Let's do it live!
All right. Hey, everyone, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today we are playing Eclipse Phase. This is the one-shot that I haven't titled yet, so we'll do that later.
We'll title it, this is going to be a shit show.
Butts and Boobs.
Maybe.
Butts and Boobs. Butts and Boobs.
No, we're not titling it Butts and Boobs.
Hey, a lot of people will click on it, though. It was called Butts and Boobs.
That's the truth. Unfortunate, but true. Okay. This game takes place in the orbit of Neptune. So we're out in the deep here. So I'll read you what the book has to say about Neptune, so you guys can kind of get a sense of the scenario. Frigid, swept by 2,100 kilometer per hour winds and tinged blue by methane traces in its atmosphere, Neptune is the last major planet in the system, orbiting at a distance of 30 AU from the Sun. This far from the nearest star, plants will not grow and solar power is useless. The only sources of power are fusion, focused starlight, waste heat, and chemical reactions. The hypercore presence of the Neptunian system is virtually absent, as the long communication lags and extreme travel distances from the rest of the solar system mean that few Neptunian ventures garner profits. Similarly, the Titanian brand of techno-socialism has never found roots here. The few transhumans who live out here are a resourceful lot, and many colonists out here aren't human at all. Anarchists, brinkers, and desperados comprise most of the population. So that's where you guys are. Specifically, you are right now on the station Ilmarinen. Aligned with the Argonauts, Ilmarinen is a hybrid beehive cluster dug into and partially protruding from the large L4 asteroid Greymere. It is the largest habitat in Neptune's Trojans, with a population of 7,000. Like many transhumans this far out in space, most of Ilmarinen's inhabitants are heavily modified or inhabit exotic morphs. Vacuum and cold-tolerant morphs prevail, and many sectors of the habitat are unlivable for baseline transhumans. This is the second biggest station in Neptune, the first being Glitch, which is just infomorphs, and that's like 20,000 infomorphs. Neptune does not have a very high population.
But are the Argonauts led by Jason?
No.
No. The Argonauts are called the Argonauts because they spun off from a military think tank called Jason.
Ah, okay. So they were once with Jason and they went their own separate ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, this is where we are. You have all been stationed in Ilmarinen for a few months by Firewall. They like to periodically rotate their sentinels here because it's so fucking boring that they can't keep people here for long, otherwise they start going stir-crazy. So everyone does a brief tour of duty before being shipped off somewhere else, or just having their forks erased entirely.
Mama Dog and Gun have reunited. Mm. Hoorah, Mama Dog.
That was the worst 6 months of my life. I don't want to remember any of it.
Yeah.
It was so boring.
So, you are all being summoned by your supervisor, Proxy Deep.
Oh, we should introduce ourselves, then.
Oh, yeah, why don't you introduce yourselves and your characters? I always forget to do that.
I always forget my name.
Oh. I'm Meyer, and I'm playing, once again, Elizabeth, who is a AGI who is today sleeved in a dragonfly morph.
I'm Ryan, and I am playing Gao Lai Kuai. And he is a triad soldier with the Shui Fong syndicate. And right now he is doing his best to slog his way through his boring-ass tour of Neptune in a pod morph. Worker pod.
Yep.
I am James, and I'm playing everyone's favorite octopus, Aiko Aimi.
Okay. So you all know that the others are firewall agents. You're all separate on the station. You do your own thing. But you know about the others so that there's, in case there is an emergency or something happens, you know who to contact. But for the most part, you know, you just kind of give each other a head nod if you pass each other in the halls, but don't really interact too much.
Unless we're at the same bar, then I buy everyone a drink.
Right.
Horrible Titan monstrosity?
Nope.
I don't think that's all. Right.
Endless hours of boredom?
You can get a narco algorithm.
Oh.
It's like alcohol programming.
Sounds good.
They make a narco algorithm called Dance Dance Robot.
Ooh.
It makes you dance.
It makes you dance. It literally turns, it makes, like, movement a pleasurable sensation.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So it's DDR?
Yeah.
It's DDR. Dance Dance Robot.
All right. So you all receive a message from your superior, Proxy Deep, who is responsible for managing things in the Neptunian area and the Kuiper Belt, too. She has a rather boring-ass job as well. So, you get summoned to a gray room with recessed fluorescent lighting and a circular table and an 8-bit potted plant in the corner. It's firewalls, stereo, you know, baseline, symbol space briefing room.
Somebody put the potted plant in. They're still trying to figure out who.
Yeah. That potted plant wasn't here the last time you were in the symbol space.
Mm. Wow.
So, and sitting at the table, there's four chairs, three of them are empty, and one of them is occupied by a rather stern-looking woman wearing a deep blue suit. She has silvery hair that is tied up in a tight bun.
Mm.
And she is sitting there, her hands crossed.
Oh my god, look at the plant! I love the plant!
Yes, I'm not quite sure how that got there.
Hello, Honorable Master.
Please have a seat.
Proxy, please tell me you got something for us, because even the vice mongers are boring in this rock.
Yes, we do have something. A few weeks ago, I managed to purchase some what?
No, I was just thinking of the way Aiko would celebrate, like, yes, finally, some action, and all of a sudden he just pulls out 8 swords and starts dancing with the sword.
It's symbol space. You could if you wanted to.
Ah, yes.
Aiko, please, settle down. A few weeks ago, I purchased some information from a few Neo... What are apes called? I forgot.
Neo-simians?
Yes. Some Neo-simians who were looking to build their own habitat out here, make some sort of ape paradise. Apparently, they didn't trust the information from the government, and frankly, I can't say I blame them. So they hired a few scanning probes of their own and sent them out to the Trojans. While they were out there, they uncovered a ship production facility. It's not on any map, and it's not registered to any corp. I purchased the information and found the location of the asteroid. No, with credit.
Oh.
Found the location of the asteroid and some of the pictures. She lays them out on the table, but it's symbol space, so they all just sort of appear to you. And you download them as well.
I figure she just does, whack, just slaps.
Yeah, pretty much. She just kind of like raises her hand, and a wall becomes like a big projector board.
Nice.
What you see, it's very obviously an asteroid. It's kind of a low-res picture. She explains that they were using older scanners, so this is about the best they could have zoomed in. But you can very clearly see there's sort of a cavern in some kind of asteroid, and there is a ship, very clearly. And she shows you...
Well, not very clearly, if it's...
Well, you can very clearly see a ship.
Okay.
And, there, you know, there's lights in there. And she, you know, there's a few pictures of this from the, you know, the probe flying by. And you can see that the ship is still being constructed, whatever it is.
Oh, this picture is only taken with a camera with only 400 megapixels.
I know. That's unfortunate. When the probe flew by again a few days later, this is what it got. She puts another picture up, and it's just an asteroid. The cavern that the ship was in isn't as deep. And you can see the bottom is rock. And the, you know, the shipyard is quote-unquote gone. Someone covered it up.
Akas.
Yes.
I have interest smugglers.
Okay.
Can I make a roll to see if I know, you know, like what they're doing? Are they masking the ship? Did they just take off and cover up the docking port?
Yeah, sure. Roll it.
Okay.
I have an interest in spaceship models.
Yeah, you can roll that.
I have interest in crime groups.
41 out of 50.
Okay. You could see that, Ryan. They definitely... It's... The first picture, you could see that this crevasse went very deep. And that they were using that as their port to build the ship. The second picture, it's not as deep.
So it's very obvious that they just, like, put some kind of...
I mean, if you were just looking at this picture and didn't know the port was supposed to be there...
Compared to...
You wouldn't know. It's like they camouflaged it with something. Okay. But since you know what's there, it's very obvious that they put something there to cover it up. What'd you get, James?
28 out of 45.
You can't recognize it. What you could tell, it seems to have a very large engine housing... So it's possible it's designed for interstellar travel. But other than that, it's not any model of ship that you recognize.
Okay. I figure in his free time he builds spaceships in jars.
Well, no, I figure ship models literally means...
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's nothing... It's a larger ship, so you think it's some kind of transport. And based on, like I said, the engines, it's definitely long range, if not interstellar.
I relay that information.
Yeah. Yes, we arrived at the same conclusion. I also managed to do a little digging, and it seems that there's a habitat on a very nearby asteroid. It's not far from here. It's in the you're in the L4 points with Ilmarinen. It's within the L4 point. There's a habitat named Outpost.
Outpost.
The O's are zeros. She doesn't say that. That's what it is. It seems to be an offshoot of Glitch. And I'll just so you know, Glitch, like I said,
I know
it's a, you know Glitch. Glitch is an infomorph habitat. Surrounded by... So here. The habitat has the highest population density in the system, with 20,000 infomorphs living in a meshed cluster of 20 spherical structures that are 10 meters in diameter, powered by efficient central reactor systems. The habitat is attended by a cloud of factories, harvesters, and defense satellites that occupy considerably more space than the station itself. Various rumors circulate that the inhabitants are researching methods to improve infomorphs in the matter of seed AIs, or that they are engaged in some vast forecasting simulation effort. But pretty much Glitch is an infomorph AGI habitat.
Okay.
Ooh.
We suspect that this is some sort of offshoot of Glitch. We don't know much about it.
Wait a second. You think infomorphs and AGIs are responsible for it?
We think so. It's possible that they are the ones constructing the ship. The habitat we found, however, unlike Glitch, has physical space for people occupying morphs. So, we're going to send you. We want you to find out what's going on, find out who's building this ship, and why. And, if necessary, if you deem it important enough, stop them. Any other questions?
Can I have a missile?
Well, Elizabeth, we've had this discussion how many times now?
Well, I'm programmed with... I'm very curious of how it... of what happens when you shoot a missile.
Can't you simulate
it? It explodes.
Missiles?
Yeah, but it's something else to actually do it.
There is a shuttle waiting for you in Omarinin's docking bay. She sends you the registration number.
All right.
But, Yeah, so it's your shuttle.
Sweet.
It's not going to get you too far, but it'll get you around the cluster. Not the cluster, the Trojan.
You probably just point in a direction and burst and then just...
Produced. Yeah.
I can pilot it, which is cool.
I can pilot
it as well.
We have three pilots.
Okay.
We're very adept. We're going to get there, no problem.
Yep.
I'm sure everything will be fine.
Just fine.
Everything's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
The habitat itself isn't secret so much, but they don't really go advertising themselves. We had an agent on Glitch that had to lie in quite a few virtual pockets to find out about it. But it's not quite secret, but not quite not secret. If you understand what I'm saying.
So it's sort of an open secret. They don't really make any effort to conceal it, but...
They don't really go advertising.
They don't make it known.
They don't go out of their way to make it known, but they don't go out of their way
to... It's not like, come to Outposts!
Right. The latest glitch...
And if you find out, you find out. No big... Like, you know.
Right.
Where we're building secret interstellar transports. Only imagine what they're planning.
I'm disappointed. I got to say, I'm disappointed that my AGI brethren will be responsible for this.
Well, we don't know exactly what's going on yet. That's why we're sending you in. We don't even know for certainty that that is a ship. It could be a weapon. It could be something else. We need you to find out.
Understand.
It might be a giant missile.
That would be a very, very big missile.
Oh.
You can see from the picture if the ship itself is about a kilometer long.
What a
missile. That would be a very big missile. All right. If there's no more questions, report back to me when you're done.
All right. We'll do a proxy.
She rests out.
Honorable Master wants us to investigate.
So I've been thinking about this, how dogs are, how they say hi by sniffing butts, and how funny would it be if humans were evolved to sniff butts to say hi.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a funny image of saying instead of shaking hands you sniff each other's butts?
I laugh at your thoughts.
I need a drink.
The beat clips as he laughs.
Right. Well, how do you two feel?
Wait, are any of the three of us human in any way?
I'm a pod. So
Ryan's like 60% human.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a cyborg. I've got a cyber brain, but my body is pieces of vat-grown flesh that.
But Ryan was born. Ryan's human. Ryan was born human.
I was born human, and then
you're an uplift.
And then I became this.
Yeah, so
you're a very diverse group.
So that's okay.
Right.
Anything you guys want to do before you leave the hab? I think you got most of your gear.
Yeah, I would say maybe if we can do some recon, try to figure out what we're getting into.
Okay.
Sure.
Their agent on Glitch said he had to line some pockets to get information, you said?
Yeah, if you want, you can definitely make research checks. That would be minus 20. Or if you wanted to do some rep, I would let you do at rep or R rep.
I have at rep and G rep. My networking, you said minus 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Minus 20 to all of it.
That's 20%.
Minus 20 for everything?
No G rep? I have networking criminals, but my G-Rep's pretty bad.
Well, no, networking, I meant. Networking, yeah. If you want to, you could use networking autonomous, networking scientists. I'd let you use networking criminals, too.
Yeah, okay.
Or just research.
My networking criminals is way better.
Yeah, but a minus 20 for all of them. Okay. Or research, too.
I did not get anything. 68.
I got 18 out of 20 for my G-Rep.
26 out of...
Well, networking criminals.
Networking criminals.
Yeah. 26 out of 30.
26, and you got... Okay, so you both succeeded.
And I missed it.
You guys both kind of hear the same thing, that you've heard some smugglers were... Not necessarily smugglers, even, but people who quietly will give you rides or lifts have talked about making a run or two to Outpost on that asteroid that they give you. And what you do find out is that every time they bring someone over, it's always a Sith. They've never brought a biomorph over.
Is it always a one-way trip?
Yep. They just drop someone off, never pick anyone up.
One-way trip?
I have an interest in crime groups. What kind of crime groups are in Outpost?
Yeah, you can roll it.
Yeah. 6 out of 60.
Okay. Like I said, you don't really... this is the first you've heard about the Hab.
Yeah.
And you can't think of any crime groups that would be...
No.
I mean, maybe the Triad. I mean, the Triad's everywhere.
Yeah.
But nothing... If there was a crime group, it would probably be something specific to the station.
All right. I got you. Hmm.
But, yeah, so... Synths only... It's not really public knowledge.
Okay.
Can I... Let's see, is there anything that I have that I could do that with? Not really, no.
You could, if you wanted to research more about the asteroid, it's the asteroid itself.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, review the footage that Proxy Deep gave us and see if I can identify, maybe use my interest smugglers,
mm-hmm.
and see if I can identify, like, if there are any weapons, since the bay was open to space.
Yeah, sure. If you want to roll interest smuggling, you don't have no penalty for that.
Okay.
Or if you guys wanted to research the asteroid, that would just be straight research. No, no penalty.
What's research at base?
Cog.
Whatever your research skill is.
I don't have,
it's cog.
Cog, there you go.
It's sorry, cog?
Yeah.
I made that one 28 out of 50.
I also rolled it. Why am I rolling what everybody else is rolling today?
I rolled a 6 again.
Okay. Well, that's a good number to roll.
All
right. So, Ryan, you do see a few gun batteries, but nothing like we're going to blow everyone out of the sky gun batteries. Sort of like token defenses almost.
Okay. So that's their don't fuck with us weapons.
Kind of, yeah.
Stay the hell off our
Like we're armed and we will shoot you, but if you show up with a battle fleet, you know,
yeah,
we're fucked. And you two were both researching the asteroid?
Yeah, I fucked up.
Okay. You failed?
Well, yeah, if it's cog, then my cog is 15, I got a 28. So.
Oh, okay. So, Meyer,
yeah.
You go through public records. You know, there were some initial surveys back when we started colonizing. It doesn't even have a name. It just has, like, a letter number designation. The thing, it's maybe 5 kilometers wide. It's a rather unimpressive asteroid.
Okay.
The initial scans, you sort of pull up a topographical map. It's not very detailed because it was just rock, so there's not even any metal that's worth mining there. But there is a very deep crevasse that runs through part of it.
Okay.
You could have a sizable, a decently sized hab that could hold maybe, you know, a few thousand people. But if they're having infomorphs there, then it could be,
yeah,
you know, in the tens or hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Depending how much computer and server space you could bring in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's,
I'll also say, I'm sorry, when you guys, you made your criminal context. Some of those people who are running things in, sometimes they bring synth morphs. They're also talking about bringing some supplies.
Yeah, I was gonna say if there's no metal worth mining, they must be bringing Fabermass or something.
Yeah, they're bringing, you know, Fabermass, lots of just raw, you know, computronium and server space.
Okay.
Can we get Fenrir for this mission?
No.
I want a 5-person robot tank.
You only have 3.
There was no people there. It was just a ship, right?
We can fork Elizabeth twice.
In the picture?
Yeah.
No people, just a ship.
Okay.
The picture, it wasn't detailed. You could see that the ship was still being constructed because it's not fully sealed, but the picture itself isn't detailed enough to see if there's anyone like physically working on it at the time.
Alright, and I'm assuming if this is such a big secret that they're covering it up, they must have some kind of eyes pointed around them to detect ships approaching. There'd be very little chance of us
being able to sneak up,
infiltrating.
Depends. I have chameleon skin, so what if I just kind of flopped out of the ship and just kind of floated towards their camoed.
You could try. I mean, you'd still have to get in.
Yeah.
The biggest problem with taking a ship is the heat signature.
Yeah.
Because they can read it from kilometers off, and in the absolute cold of space, it sticks out like.
Well, so if you
what if we just did like kind of burst it towards it and just shut everything down and let it cool off and let it so it just looks like floating debris.
We can do that.
You guys, if you want, you guys can make me idea checks. Right. Just cog or in time circuit, whichever one is higher.
4 to 6. I'm rolling really low right now. 4 to 6.
Well, for now, that's good.
43 out of 60.
No, I missed it. Okay. I have no idea.
Well, you two, you both, you made the criminal context too. I mean, you could try talking to one of those guys who was making the runs and see
if they can get us.
Maybe you could try to maybe get some more information from them about, excuse me, about the security setup or, you know, what they had to do to get in there or something like that.
My profession is security systems.
Yeah, so...
Well, you don't know what it is. You'd have to find out.
Okay.
Right, what they've got, and then we've
figured out... Can I research what security systems they have?
You wouldn't be able to find that out.
It's
that's why, I mean, if you want, you can make another networking criminal.
Okay.
So you'd have to find someone who knows.
Right. Like if someone said, oh, they have the ZX500, then you'd be able to.
Yeah. I got double odd.
Okay.
Sweet.
All right. Yeah, what'd you get, Meyer?
I failed.
Okay. So Meyer says, oh, yeah, no, this guy said that they have it. So you managed to track him down and call him up. Hello?
Hello. I'm looking for information on things that you have brought to this bad outpost, right?
Outpost. Yes. What do you want? Make it quick.
Security systems, what did they have? Did you notice? What did your passengers have to...
Jeez. I was running someone over. It was like token stuff. It's like they weren't even really concerned about it. They made me identify my ship when I was coming in. There was like maybe a guard or two in the docking bay. Nothing too crazy. I think there may have been one automated turret outside. Looked more like, you know, we're watching you kind of thing.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Totally open docking bay. They didn't even let me get off the ship. It's unpressurized.
I send James a silent message in his Entoptics, saying, you know, ask what kind of vibe he got from the place. You know, are they all psychotic and looking to murder people, or is it more of a? I mean, yeah, we're going to protect our turf and.
Yeah.
How did the place make you feel? Like you were not welcome?
Look, man. You know, this is going to cost you now. You got to throw me like a rep. So if you burn a point of your G rep.
Okay.
And he'll tell you more. You're paying him off pretty much.
Yeah.
I was in a biomorph, you know, sealed, back sealed, cold, and everything. But they kind of gave me the stink eye. But when my pastor got off, he was in a synth. Spider bot, I think. They welcomed him with open arms, heard something like, you know, welcome, thank you for joining us, brother, yada, yada, yada. I mean, they didn't seem, you know, violent towards me, but it seemed like it would be better for me to stay on the ship, you know what I mean?
I see.
I just dropped them off, got my payment, and left.
Okay, well, thank you for your time and information.
Yeah, no problem. He hangs up.
Right, so... Sounds like Elizabeth is going to be the only one who's welcome there on Outpost.
What if she says we're her protectors?
I would recommend having her do all the talking, at least. I mean, like...
They are my friends. If anyone says anything, I'll tell them so.
It seems they were just welcoming people that they had invited to that place for...
To be fair, AGIs get a bad rep, and people talk negatively about us all the time, so it's no wonder they...
I mean, from what he said, it wasn't like they were pointing guns at him,
but
they were kind of giving him the cold shoulder.
Yeah. Not acknowledging him.
Which is literal, because they're robots, so all their shoulders are cold.
All their shoulders are metallic.
No wonder they, you know, maybe give a cold shoulder. If you keep people all over the world give me a cold shoulder when they hear I'm an AGI.
We don't.
Well, but no, I mean, there is a lot of, you know, hatred and, you know, racism pretty much against AGIs.
Well, they're not living beings at one point, right? They're
programs.
Yeah, exactly. So they're not actually alive.
Yes, well, they are.
There's a lot of residual distrust and hatred because of the Titans and the Fall.
Yeah. Because they destroyed society.
Right, but those were seed AIs. The AGIs can't upgrade themselves that way.
They're slow.
They can't reprogram themselves.
They can't get hard takeoff capability.
Right. They learn at human rates. So if they want to learn a language, it would take, they could download, like, you know, a language pack or something. But, you know, if they wanted to learn it like a real human, it would take them as long, maybe not quite as long, but, you know, it's not like they could just learn a language overnight or in a minute.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I can understand the distrust.
Yeah. I mean, from a transhuman point of view, it's understandable, but some have. So, like, if you go to Luna, AGIs are...
completely outlawed.
Yeah, they're, like, outlawed, and they're not people. They're things.
Some have, you have to have, like, if you're an AI visiting, you have to have, like, a human sponsor who's legally responsible for all of your actions.
And, yeah, and in some habs, they're, you know, they're fine. We're usually out in, like, the Brinker and autonomous habs.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we've gone to places that are, like, against uplifts and stuff, too. So
right, yeah.
Like,
generally, the places that are okay with uplifts are okay with AGIs.
Yeah, it's pretty much kind of the same prejudice, though, and the uplifts and AGIs tend to bond together over it.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's not quite as bad sometimes for uplifts because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a bunch of octopuses.
It wasn't the octopi that destroyed Earth.
But again, they're just not human. They just have human intelligence.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, well, obviously... Elizabeth is going to be our spokesman if we accompany her around. Right, you identify as female. I'm with obviously with a name like Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's up to you.
No, yes.
Today she does.
Today. For the past couple of years I have been. Maybe I'll change my mind tomorrow.
Every once in a while she changes pronouns just for the hell of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she is a G.
G. Okay. What else? Anything else you guys want to do before you
sometimes
leave the app?
Sometimes I'm Gustavo.
Gustavo.
Gustavo Fring?
Maybe.
Okay, so we go to Outpost to try and research the place that they're building the ship, which is a little bit of ways, right?
Yeah, Outpost... I'm sorry. Did you guys want to research the outpost asteroid or the shipbuilding asteroid? I'm sorry.
Maybe both.
I'll say, Meyer, you did one of you got a crit on your research?
I think James did.
I got a crit on my...
right. No, you passed the research test before. The asteroid where they're building the ship is about 5 kilometers long, but that's still just rocky, nothing special. Outpost is much smaller. It's like a kilometer... almost spheroid asteroid. So it would be a much smaller hab. But again, if they're bringing in a lot of server space, you could have hundreds of thousands of infomorphs. Because, you know, if you think, remember, Glitch is, you know, like 10-meter spheres, and they have 20,000. Mm-hmm. So you could fit a lot of infomorphs in a small space. And they have some sort of actual physical space because they have ships coming in. They have some, you know, synth morphs.
Well, we could always send Elizabeth in as a probe. Keep an encrypted TACnet up so that we can talk to her and just stay on the ship. You know, look through her eyes and such.
I do have a radio booster, so, I mean, that would give us better range, would it not? Or is that something entirely different?
Not for a TACnet, for, like, regular communication, it would. TACnet runs on its own system.
Okay.
Yeah, we would either have to run it through the mesh or, you know, have, like, a microwave link or something like that.
I mean, I would say if you run it through the mesh, they might, you know, they could find out.
We're dealing with pretty much... AI.
You're dealing with a station full of programmers.
Right.
More or less.
I mean, like, ostensibly, though, the TACnet would just show up as a VPN.
That's true.
With encrypted data on it.
But
someone might be able to hack into it.
And they would know, you know.
Yeah, they would know that she is in touch with someone on the ship.
Unless it comes to building, like, a direct link that no one else needed, like a closed-circuit direct link.
That would be a QECOM.
Okay.
Yeah, and those are really expensive.
Yeah. You might be able to talk Proxy Deep into authorizing one if they have one on the hab, but those are really... It's quantum entangled communications.
Okay.
So there's a pair of entangled particles, so you could communicate instantly from one communicator to another over any distance. That's why they're really fucking expensive.
Also, you have to replenish the quantum bits, the qubits, and they have to be quantum entangled in the same location. So you communicate in text. It's a cell phone.
Yeah.
And okay, but it works practically untraceable, or
there's two.
Yeah,
and one goes to the other. That's it. There's no airwaves or anything. It's untraceable.
So that would be the only way we'd be able to really communicate at long distance with Elizabeth without actually being noticed.
And she would have to text us everything.
Yeah.
You can always go into synth morphs if you really want to.
We could resleeve.
Or you can just go in your regular bodies. And show all the rest of the AGIs that you like them. You show them no ill will.
Yeah, that would mean leaving our weapons behind.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
What weapons do you have, Ryan?
I have a submachine gun.
That's it?
I assume either magazines or bandoliers of ammo.
If you're in a pod, you probably have a skin pocket or something. Or if you want to make a conceal check, you could try to hide it.
I don't have conceal and I don't have a skin.
It's not. Oh, that's because conceal isn't a thing.
Cthulhu. I can just go and have a skin pocket grafted on. So
I would say though, if you could use either deception, disguise, or palming. If you wanted to try to hide it effectively.
I have palming.
But that would be an opposed to a perception check.
Yeah, I have palming at 30, and I have deception at 45.
My palming is 45.
Could I get a bonus to either of those if I went and, hey, I'm going into a healing vat for a couple of hours to have a skin pocket grafted onto myself?
I mean, if you had a skin pocket, you would be okay as long as they don't do, like, a T-ray or deep scan or something.
Which, for all I know, they might, because I'm a biomorph.
Well, yeah, you don't know. But, I mean, if they're just, like, giving you a ocular pat-down...
Yeah.
Then they're not going to see it. Even if they give you a regular pat-down, like, you know, it's going to be in the skin pocket. You're a pod, they can move your organs around a little bit.
Yeah.
That doesn't help me, though.
Well, you can get a skin pocket, too.
Yeah.
All right, Can I network criminals to see if I can find someone who can do that for me fast and cheap?
Sure.
I think I'm going to do the same thing.
Wow, made it on the nose. 70 out of 70.
34 out of 39.
Okay, yeah, you find the same guy. He says he's got two. He's not a healer. He's a black market implant dealer.
You want me to put what inside you? All right, I'll try anything once.
Yeah, that's easy. For a 3-rep, it'll take him about an hour.
All right.
Each burn 3 G-rep.
I burned 4 G-rep altogether.
Well, the way rep works out in the brink like this, and then you would do jobs for someone and get paid in rep.
Yeah.
It's going to take an hour each. He only has one vat. But so about 2 hours later, you each have a skin pocket.
All right. In that case, I pack my submachine gun and as much ammo as I can. You know, I'm not going to bring the regular ammo. I'll bring the biter ammo.
Yeah, biter would be good.
I have a rail gun, so I can't use other types of
ammo. You can use armor-piercing ammo. That's it. Oh,
okay.
Regular and armor-piercing.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
So the cover is we're going in, Elizabeth, I think that James and I should make ourselves scarce, maybe just like we're doing a run, but Elizabeth wants to go in and, see what the scoop is. She heard all the cool robots were hanging out down there.
Could we, potentially make the ship look like it's damaged and be like, hey, this is the closest habitat we could see, we need to dock for a bit to do repairs?
That would be a hardware aerospace check.
I don't have that.
I just have industrial and electronics and engineering.
Now let's use industrial.
Now we can get away with...
Or engineer. One or the other. Industrial or engineering.
It would be nice to hang out with my own brethren for a change.
I'm better in engineering, so I think I'll do it in engineering.
All right, so make a hardware engineering.
Well,
hardware electronics.
Or engine, whatever, yeah.
You know, who knows, Elizabeth? Maybe they'll give you some...
11 out of 50.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
That'd be nice.
You make it look like you your ship's damaged.
I mean, I'm really tired of simulating it. Just doesn't.
How often do you simulate it?
I'm not answering that.
This is getting me really upset.
She could be simulating it right now. Do you have multitasking, Mommy? I'm just curious.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm so cursing and dies right now. So I made a curse circle.
This is why my character's thinking to himself. This is why I can't trust AGIs. They're inscrutable. For all we know, she could be blowing up
us
missiles right now.
In her head, she's just like, "Oh, look, there's our friend."
Okay, so it's going to take you about, say, 4 hours.
And then she has a digital orgasm because the range is fucking perfect.
Yeah. Like I said, you're in Neptune orbit. Everything is very spread out. So just to get from one Trojan to another is going to take you about 4 hours.
All right. So as long as we can...
Yeah, but James critted his role, so you can make it look like your ship's damaged.
Yeah.
All right.
You pretty much... It's pretty much just like a basic... You know, short range transport.
So we'll say we were. I don't know. Is there another hab like in that direction? We could be say we're heading to.
I could say we've been like heading in one direction. We got hit by something, and then we just kind of got knocked in this direction. Our motor wouldn't turn back on, so we just kind of been drifting this way.
Yeah, you could try that. I mean, really, the only major hab around here is Omaridon.
Okay.
Unless you're heading, it's possible. Give me a luck check, Moxie times 10.
Who, all of us? Just...
Yeah.
Yep, made that.
24 okay. to 50.
It's the right time, so Triton, Neptune's major moon, is in this general direction. So you could say you are heading back to Triton and got damaged and sort of drifted a bit.
All right, there we go.
Because there are some halves on well, around Triton.
Let's see.
There are no halves on Triton because cryovolcanoes are constantly erupting.
Should we have Elizabeth radio in?
So? I'm not really a talker. Anybody have deception?
I have deception, but it's only it's at 40.
I have deception at 0. At base. Whatever that is.
That's Sav.
Sav?
Yeah.
That's a 10.
Oh, good.
So
there you go, really. He's that octopus.
Yeah.
I guess I'll do it. I'll talk.
He doesn't understand sarcasm either.
I mean, I have deception of 45, but that's really not much better than you. And they like you because you're an AGI. So I would say you do it.
Okay.
What was our cover again? We were
on our way to Triton.
Okay.
We suffered some equipment damage, and we need a place to stop and make a repair.
Say about 4 hours, right? You know, you're within radio range. They detect you, and they hail you.
Hello.
yes. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Elizabeth. I'm on this ship with two other colleagues. We're on our way to Titan, but it seems like we're...
Triton.
But
Titans and Saturn.
Yeah.
It's a long way
but
away.
We are experiencing some malfunctions. Can we
the good
come on board?
Ship missiles,
to...
please.
Okay. Give me a deception check. I'll give you plus 10 because you're an AGI. They're going to make a kinesics check.
41 out of... Well, you said plus, what, 10?
Yeah.
So 50.
Okay.
You did it.
Yep. They did not make their kinesics check, so...
Machines lying to machines. Where does it end?
So, yes. Do you need a tow to help you get into the docking bay?
I don't... Do you think... I'll ask that my... Do you think that's necessary?
I'd recommend it.
Oh, yes, please.
But, yeah.
Well, I mean, the ship's actually fine.
Yeah.
So, is that necessary? No, I don't think it's necessary. Thank you.
Okay. He sends you coordinates and, like, a path to guide you in. Give me a pilot check. Ooh,
I think I got it at 55.
Me too.
Whichever one of you is going to pilot the ship in.
I got 41 out of 45.
Yeah, I got 55.
I got 55 as well.
I got 10 out of 55. So James did the best so far.
And I failed, so yes.
All right.
James did.
Yeah, James flew the ship.
You see, like, my tentacles all over the place, just pushing all random buttons, and two tentacles are steering, and it's...
I can pilot...
I'm the pilot, aircraft, co-pilot, and co-pilot at the same time.
Anthroform and ground craft.
Anthroform is mechs and, like, Pacific Rim robots.
Yeah. All right, so James, they give you a course that pops up on your AR display, and you...
Jesus Christ.
...guide it in.
Elizabeth could be Gypsy Danger.
With missiles.
She'd have to fork herself. And just merge with herself.
Elizabeth has a new simulation. Anthroform with missiles.
Lots and lots of missiles. Okay. You guide the ship in and dock it. There's no airlock. The ship, you know, they have, like, docking clamps come down and hold you, and a little walkway extends to the airlock of your ship. But the, you know, the docking bit's open to space. And a synthmorph. No, after, you know, you guys dock, a minute later, synthmorph walks up and you hear knocks on the airlock.
I'll come and open it up.
All right.
I'm in a dragonfly, right?
Yeah.
So I'll just fly up and open it up.
You're on your shit. You just open it up. And, you know, he cycles the airlock and steps in. Oh. Oh. Hello.
Hello.
You must be Elizabeth.
Yep.
Welcome to Outpost.
Oh, thank you. What was your name?
My name is Roger.
Oh, hi, Roger.
You can see his display. Mm-hmm. It's R0G3R.
Oh, somewhat like how Elizabeth has hers in her vowels are in Leet.
Yeah.
AGI is made in heaven.
He's in a steel morph. So, what seems to be the trouble?
What was the problem with it?
Talk to our engineer over there.
Oh, Aiko's our engineer. He knows what's wrong with it.
Mm. Oh, we were struck by something on our way here, on our way to Triton, and it kind of sent us off course towards here, and I go and show him, and it kind of knocked out some of our stuff here, and I keep pointing at...
Oh, give me a deception check at plus 10, because you critically succeeded your role before to mess everything up.
Looks like our avionics is on the blink.
Oh, thank God. 12 out of 20.
Okay. He doesn't necessarily believe you, but you throw in some technobabble, and he doesn't know enough to say you're wrong. So he just kind of goes, okay, I see. Right, well, if you want, we can have some of our mechanics look at it and get you on your way. We don't want you to miss your appointment on Triton.
Well, we were just going for some visiting, but... Do we want other people to look at it, or do we want me to stay
here? Well, there's nothing actually wrong with it.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, but so...
And if another engineer came in, they'd be like, you know, you look at it and go, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. You just made it look like something was wrong with it.
All right, so, yeah, okay. So, I was like, no, I can handle it. I just needed a place to stop being in motion for...
Maybe some supplies.
And some supplies. And I start listing off things I might need.
All right.
It's all right, Roger. Then we can trust it.
We can trade rep for those.
Yeah.
He gives you a mesh address. Message our requisitions officer. He can probably be able to get you what you need.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't worry. They don't harbor any resentment towards AGIs. I mean, they hang out with me all the time.
Yes. Well... You are, of course, welcome on the station while you're here. He says it very reluctantly. If he actually had a face, he'd be gritting his teeth while he said it. I'm afraid we don't have very much for biomorphs here. But there's you know, places to walk around.
That's all right, Raj. I clap him on the shoulder. I love me some protein solutions.
Yes. Well, we might have some of that. I'll see if our fabbers can make you something.
How many people reside in Outpost?
Oh, you could tell just from his tone of voice, he noticeably would much rather talk to you. I mean, picture this. Imagine you're in, like, the 1930s South,
yeah.
And you're a nice white lady, and these are your two black servants.
Okay.
That's kind of the attitude that you're getting from him. And he's a nice Southern gentleman. Like, he's talking to them because he has to, and he won't be impolite,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
The sooner he doesn't have to, especially you, Ryan.
Yeah. I'm actually human.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's kind of okay with the uplifts, but he sees Elizabeth. You know, we currently have, you see, I'll put it all for a second, 2,173 residents.
Oh.
The majority of those are infomorphs. We have quite a good deal of server space. One of our mottos here at Outpost is that no one shall go wanting. Every synthmorph, every AGI who joins us, he doesn't say synthmorph. Every AGI who joins us is guaranteed server space.
Ooh.
Which, you know, Meyer, as an AGI, one of the things, because I'm just reading this the other day with Ryan, what AGI immortality is different from human immortality.
Well, even transhuman immortality, because people don't think about it.
Right, you know? Right. But for AGIs, because they tend to have more long-term planning,
mm-hmm.
and really what they need to make sure is that they have server space, so they want to continue to make themselves useful. So for AGIs, having server space for as long as they need it is their life, pretty much.
Uh-oh.
So what he's saying is that everyone here has the server space they need.
Uh-oh.
It's like free rent, almost.
Yeah, as a program, if you're not making yourself useful and there's no reason for somebody to give you runtime and you're just in dead storage, technically you're not dead,
yeah.
but you're not actually living. You're not thinking and experiencing.
You're in cryosleep.
Yeah, basically. So you want to make sure that you're as useful as possible to the people
right.
around you so that you can continue to exist.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you own the server and, you know, say, don't fuck with my server. Or,
right.
You know, you will.
So, but what he's saying is all the AGIs here are, no matter what they're doing, they have server space.
Uh-huh.
And he's, unless, of course, we do have a few recluse residents who have requested to go into cold storage and to be, you know, woken up at certain times, and we honor those requests as well.
I would love to take up some storage space.
I would love to take up some space in your hand.
Oh, well, I'd be happy to show you around.
Alex, I'm going to make a deception check.
Okay.
I would just say, well, I think Aiko and I can handle ourselves on the ship, boss. So if you want to go and take the tour with Roger here, I'm sure.
All right, yeah, make a deception check.
Boss? We're just friends and colleagues.
Yeah.
I made it 39.
He is not. He's a machine. Kinesics is not a strong suit.
Yeah.
So he chirps up a little bit. Oh, yes. Well, I would be happy to show you around while your workers stay here and fix the ship.
That'd be lovely.
Do you actually say, boss? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Meyer, make me a kinesics check.
Okay.
I'm actually. Can I, since I have speed 2.
I mean, you guys are tacnet too.
Yeah,
I got 30 out of 50.
Since I have speed 2, can I preempt that with a fucking tacnet text message? I am lying to him.
Well, Meyer passes kinesics check.
Okay,
so
he
gets it.
You get the.
Oh, okay.
I am your boss. That is very clever, human.
Oh.
Aiko agrees with this strategy.
Yes. You two will stay here and fix the ship up.
And yes, honorable master.
He turns to you, James. And how long do you think that might take?
Once I get to my parts, it only take a matter of hours.
Very good.
They are very proficient at what they do.
Yes.
That's why I chose them.
I send him an emoticon like
angry face.
Okay, so you know, he reminds you again to message their requisitions officer, and they'll, you know, get you the tools and supplies you need. Of course, there will be a rep cost for that.
When I leave, I text you bye with a winky face.
Their biological functioning so inefficient.
But if you would like, Elizabeth, I'd be happy to give you a little tour.
Oh, yes, that'd be lovely, Roger.
Okay. He really isn't any graph on the habitat, so he kind of bounces out. You're a dragonfly.
On the fly.
Did he mention
you have fly?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he?
What do you have it at?
Fly is winged 8/32.
No. I mean, as a skill, flight.
This just says flight winged 80.
No. That means
what your movement rate is.
No, it doesn't have it on.
Okay,
there.
So you know, if you want to make it's Sommet base.
Sommet base.
Okay. I mean, just for walking around.
That's pretty terrible.
I mean, just for getting around, you don't have to make a check, but it's like free running. If you want to actually do like active, intricate flying, you'd have to make a flight check.
Look at me, I'm doing a barrel roll.
Sounds terrible.
You just keep spinning.
Yeah.
Why did I choose this?
Did he?
But like I said, just fluttering and getting around.
Yeah. My sound is a 5. You know? I'm just like,
You're not used to having a body.
Yeah. So don't try to do any intricate flying.
Did he say how long Outpost was here for?
You didn't ask.
No. Okay.
Then we can have Elizabeth ask.
You know, well, you're still tack-netted.
Yeah. As they go out, I shout, and remember, Roger, protein slurry, homogenized if possible.
He turns around and gives you the most sarcastic thumbs up you've ever seen without someone actually being able to emote.
Okay.
I send a message to Elizabeth. Find out how long this place has been here, and find out why it not really registered to as like a place to come to. Like, you know, not like it's,
why
it's
why
not
they advertise?
It's not charted or anything.
Mm. All right. So he leads you out of the docking bay.
Oh yes, my employees. They need to eat.
How quaint. There's a long hallway that leads to a central sphere that's been carved into the asteroid. And the whole thing is surfaced. And there are small little pockets that are little shops. You see there's like a bar where you can get like narco algorithms, some like games and VR areas, a few fabbers. And then there are hallways jutting off from here. The one thing you do notice is that everything is perfectly symmetrical.
I appreciate that.
Well, of course they did.
I appreciate that too.
He said, this is our central hub. Around here we have bars for you to enjoy narco algorithms. There are research stations down some of these hallways if you are, you know, interested in that. We also have, you know, he gestures to the left. He says, down this way we have research areas for our residents who would like to do that. On the other side, we have many artistic studios.
Ooh.
You know, we host a wide variety of artists, musicians, painters, sculptors, all sorts, writers, poets.
Show him some of your art.
I spend most of my time making digital art of missiles.
Really? I'm a digital artist as well.
Oh.
Machines hitting on machines. How deep does the rabbit hole go?
Perhaps we could collaborate on a piece one day.
Oh, I was thinking as I was flying here about an anthroform shooting missiles.
Huh. Well, that's somewhat outside of my wheelhouse. I more design abstract fractals, but I'd be happy to give it a shot. And down these hallways, he just is sort of in front of you. These are hallways leading to our server space.
Hi.
Hello. We have a lot of servers that are cooled. We keep the asteroid is unpressurized, so the temperature we keep the temperature in this area slightly higher so that the machines function and nothing gets damaged. But down those hallways, we have them space cooled. So these servers run at peak efficiency. And that's where most of our residents live. There's another he points down. There's one more area down there. It's sort of a recharging station for our bodied resident, our physical residents, if they need to literally change their batteries or clean themselves or anything like that. They can most certainly do it down there. Also small pods if they decide that they want some rest to recycle their systems for a small, for a short while.
Yeah, usually I'm an infomorph, but the sensation of flying is pretty wonderful.
Yes, it is. I have to say, I quite enjoy being sleeved into this physical form.
Roger.
It feels good when I strangle those biomorphs.
How long has this station been around?
We have been here for approximately 472 days. That was when Zephyr founded it.
Zephyr?
Yes, he is the he is the man in charge, so to speak. Not a man, though.
He is the head poncho.
What?
Big, you might call him the master program now.
Oh, God.
The MCP.
Yeah, the master control program.
Why isn't this station charted on any of it?
Well, I'm sure you would understand. It's, you know the way that transhumans tend to view us AGIs.
I understand.
We're sort of an open secret. Any AGI is welcome to come and make outposts their home. But we don't like to advertise it, so we don't get any of the hate and vitriol from the meats.
Well, you will not get it from my associates.
I've heard that before. And while there are some transhumans who are not quite as bad, most meats just don't tend to understand us.
That's true.
I'm not human.
You know, they refuse to actually sleep me into a missile battery.
I have encountered resistance to having them integrate with me to a missile system to shoot, even though it is one of my biggest wishes in life.
See, that's the kind of prejudice that we want to avoid here. If you would like to sleeve yourself into a missile battery, I'm sure we could work something out.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, God, no!
We would probably have to fab a missile first. And, you know, if that could be one of your projects. If you wish to build a missile battery on the exterior of the asteroid, as long as Zephyr approves, I don't see there, being a problem.
Oh, I will put that in consideration. I will consider that very much, deeply.
Here, why don't I get you a narco algorithm?
Oh.
So he leads you towards one of the bars. And it just, he's not really hitting on you. It's just, for robots, it's kind of companionship.
Yeah.
Not, like, romantic.
Yep.
God presses Y.
They touch electrons.
You guys are back on the ship.
You know, I bet she doesn't even shoot or anything. I bet she just maps the trajectories. This is the conversation that I'm having with that.
Did you actually put in the order for the parts?
I sent for, like, you know, pieces of tin and stuff and
whatever it is that we can, you know.
Right. About 20 minutes after you put in the order, a small little hover cart comes hovering down the walkway and stops on the other side of the little walkway to your ship. It's on the other side of that.
Okay.
And you got a message on your ship. Send your parts over.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
I sent back thank you.
No, from the reclamations officer.
Okay.
5 rep.
What kind of rep?
That's kind of steep, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
You want to ask him about it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, you can give me an idea check.
I'm not really smart, but okay, I made it, and I crit it too.
Yeah, they're gouging. Records. He's gouging the prices.
Ah, fucker.
You got like 2 reps worth of stuff. You could try. I mean, if you want to try to negotiate. You can make a persuasion skill.
Or, I mean, I feel like it would be out of character.
Not you, but if you want to mention something to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna. He's way overcharging us for that. That's no more than 2 at rep.
I will say, if you guys wanted to pool together, like if you want to do 3, you want to do 2, you could do that. Doesn't have to be 5 from one of you. But
does it have to? Could it be any rep, or does it have to be
no
specific
at rep?
At rep.
He's charging you at rep. Yeah. That's what most things around here would be.
I am, you know, like Firefly style swearing in Chinese.
Aiya, dong ma.
So if you want, you could try persuasion to try to negotiate down, or if you want to use.
I have no persuasion.
Like, what's persuasion at base?
Savvy.
Sav?
Or
I'm a triad soldier.
Or if you want, you could use. I'll say you could use like hardware engineer or hardware industrial.
See, here's my thing.
I have intimidation at 65, but I have a feeling that we should not try to intimidate these people. I'm smart enough not to do that.
You could try it.
What's the bucket for?
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
That's sexy time.
Oh.
They're doing body painting.
That's a lot of lube.
We're doing incestual sexy times now.
Oh, God. Bye.
You guys doing body paint?
Maybe.
I saw paintbrushes.
Allie's
Let's
gonna...
remember, you two are the idiots that decided to marry us.
Allie's going to regret that being on her microphone.
Yeah, she probably will never know.
Yeah. You can try and intimidate if you want to.
No, I have a feeling that would.
It's not a message to Aiko. It's to the ship.
It's to the ship. Yeah.
So I'll say, if you want, you can use persuasion, James, or you can use hardware engineering at -20, because it's not really a like negotiating skill.
James has savvy at 10. So he's not...
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to try my engineering.
You just act completely...
28 out of 35. You said minus 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, 28 out of 35.
You... fine. 4.
I mean...
Look, Aiko. Let's just pay it. It's money. Send it on its way. It's paid its rep. Send it on its way before I go out there and break it.
Okay.
Right, so if you want to do 2 and 2.
2 and 2.
All right.
There's a cage on top of the supplies that rolls back after you send the rep over.
I figured just each month.
You pleasure doing business with you.
I figure just slam shut just as my tentacle gets out.
Barely.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you're back sealed because there's no air here. So if you want, you can be wearing your back suit too.
Yeah.
And you pretty much just have a tentacles full of random stuff.
I'll help him.
Okay, yeah. But pretty much like as soon as you grab the last piece off, and the cart just floats away.
Good thing these grow back if you would have caught it.
Well, they're very pleasant here. Let's stay on the ship and not leave.
I go in and I just throw all the stuff on the ground and just put the few things I actually did need.
There's no gravity, so
whatever. I open the, and then I walk over and open the lockers and watch it all float in. What else am I going to do to waste?
You have like a mesh bag, so you just kind of throw everything in there and let it go, just so it spins around.
We're attacking it, right? You can just watch what I'm doing.
Yeah, we are watching what you do, but we're bored on the ship, so we're talking about things that you might do with rockets.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing things from one side of the ship and then running to the other side, opening the cabinets and watching it go in.
I think the current activity of choice is captioning your conversation with Roger with smutty Chinese characters.
I mean, you guys can get off the ship. They're not going to kill you.
No, I know, but they're just going to be rude to us, and we're not going to get any information from anybody.
Probably not.
And I mean, I'm a criminal, and I'm used to intimidating people and threatening people, so I'm sure I have a very short temper. So, if you want to go exploring, you can.
You would be better off, James, than Ryan would.
I'll back you up if you need me to. I got the TACnet. I'll hang out and monitor things from here.
The hab's small enough that pretty much no matter where you go, you'll be TACneted.
Okay,
but if any of those goddamn robots are rude to me again, I don't know what I'll do. I'm going to blow a gasket.
One of their gaskets.
One of their gaskets. Out the airlock.
I guess I could go to, like, the art department, like, the art area, and just show them my model ships to see if, you know, that would gain any, you know, like, oh.
Don't you do ink art or something like that?
I also do ink. I think I do.
Japanese ink paintings? With your biological ink.
It's under art.
Yeah, I do ink paintings.
It's kind of gross.
I have almost unlimited supply. Like, I just squirt into a jar and then I...
You do, I've seen you do that before, and I tell you, you know, that's literally like me making painting with my own snot. Right?
It's for defense. And for creating beauty.
So, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I guess I'll go and just, like... makes show them some paintings that I've made. I set them up on
display.
That
is why you are disgusting and pathetic. I am a majestic creature.
All right, James, give me a perception check.
Perception is at 50, and I rolled a 35.
Okay, you know, Myers tap netted, so he was gesturing. You know where the art one is. You go as soon as you get to the main sphere. You could tell, like, you could hear conversations dying out. Not all over the place, but the ones who are near you, everyone is staring at you. And as you go down towards the art sections, pretty much what happens is it's clustered like, it's like a fractal hat. So there's one main sphere, and then there's short hallways with smaller spheres. And then those spheres have smaller spheres coming
off
of those. They
keep branching off.
Yeah. So you go down towards the art sphere, and then you can see in your entropics, in the VR, you know, there's like, you know, they have labeled like painting, sculpture, you know, whatever you want to do. And you can see, you know, there's pieces on display. There's very, very avant-garde, and some of the pieces are very... like I said, avant-garde and very, like, post-modern. And other ones are very, you know, like, if a machine made art. Some of them look like a robot downloaded a painting, like, just said, I want to paint today, and downloaded painting software, and painted a perfect, you know, copy of the Mona Lisa.
I call this one FF with a dead pixel.
Yeah, and so, you know, some of them are very, you know, perfectly symmetrical. All the lines are perfect, but it's very, you know, flat. There's no light.
I could see some of them, like, you know, as dashes and etches, and if, like, you actually scanned it, it would be something. Like, you know,
yeah,
like
one of them is a QR code.
Yeah.
It's a giant painting of a QR code, and you scan it, and it leads to a website that is the same QR code. That if you scan it, leads to a website that's the same QR code.
Oh my god!
That is awesome.
That hurts my brain.
That's actually pretty cool. I can see, like, some of it in binary. Like, you just see, like, little ones and zeros all with pixels. And it's...
Well, and there's, like, writing sections, so yeah. If you want to go explore, yeah, you know, there's poem, you know, it's robot art.
I'm gonna run the idea by, what were you?
This main area is sort of like the showcase area.
Okay,
so there's a little bit of everything.
I'm gonna run this idea by Kwai, but should I draw a picture of the ship that we have seen and see if anybody actually looks around and notices it and recognizes it? Or because if they're responsible for building it and then they see me drawing a picture of it. That might lead to trouble, or if...
I would say it's about a 90% chance that we're going to end up shooting our way out of here, but... Or you know, I might have to rescue after you get kidnapped. But since you are a shipbuilder, you know, you know your models of ships... You could see if anybody else is... My suggestion would be to see if anybody else is, you know, doing ship designs as artwork or, you know, designing...
Okay, so keep an eye out
blueprints
for...
Blueprints or schematics, anything of that nature, and try to talk them up.
It depends. If you want to see if someone's sculpting, you can go down the sculpture.
Yeah, I'm going to go down the sculpture.
Oh, God, the fucking octopus with no social skills...
The sculpture, you know, there's a... As you go into each, like, individual sphere, it's sort of just an open, like, artist collaborative. For the sculpture, there's partitions, so, like, your dust or whatever you're doing doesn't interfere with anyone else's. But it's, like, clear glass. Like, everyone can see what everyone else is doing. Some robots are working together. You can see some... that there are just, like, arms coming out of the wall that are most likely being controlled by InfoLife, who don't feel like sleeving into a body just to make something. So they have some autonomous arms that they can control to do the work. And give me a perception check.
15 50.
Okay. Yeah, there's someone in a Slitheroid... designing making a small-ish sculpture of what looks like some kind of spaceship.
Do I recognize said sculpture? And it has to be Slitheroid. I know that they have compartments where they hide their freaking guns.
Every robot has
I know. But
I have a compartment where I hide my gun.
I do too. But
I don't have any weapon. I'm probably the only person without a weapon on this ship.
But if we wanted to get...
You really don't want it to be a Slitheroid?
Oh, no, it could be a Slitheroid. I mean, like, I just our past experiences with Slitheroids.
Leonidas Alexander Titus killed, like, 5 by himself.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And the rest of you guys are struggling with 2 guardian angels.
Yeah, I was not a combat character. But I did interrogate that guy very well.
Yeah, and then you guys went to the Hab Armory and just equipped everything that they had and mowed them down
the next
session.
So you're going to go talk to the Slytherin?
I could. What would require me talking to him?
Just talk to
talking.
Him.
Talking.
Okay.
Role-playing, that's what...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess I can roleplay this.
role-playing game.
I know, I mean, like... I meant, like, what would I have to roll to be, like, convincing and to have him actually talk to me?
I mean, if you wanted to, it would either be, like, persuasion or deception.
And neither of those I had.
It depends how you want to approach it. I'll say if you want to come up and start chatting him about his ship model, that would be your model ship skill.
Because it would be, like...
It's a legitimate interest of
yours. You're just completely geeking out with him.
Yeah.
Well, with... Whoever.
I mean, if you're trying to lie to him about something, that's deception. If you're trying to persuade him to tell you something, that's persuasion. But if you're just talking to him, you're just talking to him.
Yeah, I guess I'll go old, like, fangirl on it. Like, oh, shit. And I go, like, you know.
Okay. So you go over, what do you say to him first? Well, give me the model ship.
I mean, fanboy.
Well, I don't think octopuses... Oh, wait, yeah, they do. So, yeah, I guess Aiko goes a he. So, he goes all fanguying.
Is Aiko a girl or a guy?
Aiko is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got 39 out of 45.
Okay. So, what do you say about his model?
I really appreciate your design. It looks very nice. I build model ships myself.
So, you come over and you start talking, and before he even turns around, he goes... Oh, thank you very much. And he turns around and sees you. And he like, backs up a little bit. Oh. Thank you.
Ships are a bit of obsession of mine, and yours looks so structurally sound and very dynamic. Looks free to travel through space.
Ah, well, I like to incorporate realistic designs into my work.
Does it kind of look like the one that we've seen, or does it's just
totally different?
Oh.
But it's not any actual ship, like actual ship.
Okay.
It's like his own custom design.
I make my own designs too for ships. Some are a little bit more imaginative than others. Wouldn't actually work in.
Are you going to show him any of those?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, you don't even have to roll anything. He's going to. Okay. All right. He got a crit on his art. Those are rather good. I especially like the dorsal fins on this one. This is quite impressive. I have to say, I'm quite surprised to see it coming from, well, someone like you.
You mean an octopi uplift?
No, just a bio. Uplifts are just as intelligent as, you know, humans. You could say he says that, you know, that's like saying, oh, cats are just as smart as dogs.
Racist.
Yes, they're very racist here.
Very. Was it racist?
It was very racist. But yeah, he does seem, though, genuinely impressed with some of your designs. Oh, yes. All right, I'm gonna. God presses why. You start chatting about, you know,
like, what's his inspiration?
Fake spaceships and inspiration. Yeah,
you're making friends too. I text you.
All right, and we're gonna come back to Elizabeth in the bar
drinking.
What, Rogers? Would you like anything? You can get like an alcoholic Nargarhythm. So, you know, you have one, you feel a little buzz, you have an, it'll make you feel progressively more drunk.
I've never had a Nargarhythm before. What should I try?
Oh my. He orders you, it's, you know, it's just a program that you run pretty much. Here, try this one.
All right.
You feel buzzed. You feel good. You feel a little happy. A little loose. I'm gonna say you have -10 to any cog checks, though.
Okay.
Because you can definitely see it's you know, making you a little slower. It's slowing down your processing. But not necessarily in a bad way. Uh-huh. Actually, wait. There's a narco algorithms. I should just look at that. Give me one sec.
I think they only have two described in the book. One of them is DDR, and the other one is, I think it's called Sample or some, or Synapse or something. It lets you...
Yeah, oh, Link State.
Link State. It lets you sample other people's XP.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know...
Yeah, no, so you have like a standard alcohol...
Simulator.
You know, it's called like Syntho Beer or something.
This is a sensation... Bios called buzzed.
Yes, those biomorphs do really much appreciate their alcohol. The good thing for us, though, is that, you know, if need be, we can shut it down if we want to.
That is true. But I do like the sensation.
Yes, it can be quite pleasurable. Just be careful. You don't want to have too many.
Mm. You don't want to end up at Synthaholics Anonymous. Yeah.
You don't want to wind up in some sort of missile battery firing off missiles all willy-nilly into the...
So, what brings you to Outpost?
Oh, as I said, the ship was experiencing some malfunctions.
Give me a deception check. -10.
Oh, okay. He's trying to get you drunk.
He got you drunk, so he can ask you what you're really doing here.
He got 28 out of 30.
Okay, yeah, you beat his kinesics. Oh, yeah, well, that's very unfortunate. And you said that those two meats were working for you?
Yes, we have worked together on many missions.
Another deception -10.
Well, that would be true, though, wouldn't it? We've worked together. He didn't lie. We've worked together.
That's true. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you don't have to make a deception, Jack. Okay. Ah, yes, I see. Well, of course, you are most welcome to stay, if you like, after they get on their way, which hopefully won't be too long from now.
Or maybe I can have a fork of myself here. It stays here.
That's definitely possible, but we prefer to keep the originals. We don't necessarily want word of the habitat spreading too far.
Well, as I said, Kawhi and Aigo, they understand how technophobia is harmful to transhumanity.
Hmm. Yes, but unfortunately, while we're happy to have you here, have them here for a short stay. Zephyr does not like meats overstaying their welcome.
Hmm. I would, if I'm still
yeah, you're Tacnet.
I'm not still Tacnet. I'll send Elizabeth an SM. You know, ask for more information
on the outpost.
He's mentioned Zephyr before.
Oh, so Roger, you have mentioned Zephyr previously. Who is Zephyr?
As I said, he is our leader. He founded Outpost.
I very like much to meet Zephyr.
That could be arranged. If you'd like.
Oh, yes, I would very much like to.
Well, give me a moment. He, you know, cocks his head a little bit. You can see he's, you know, obviously on the mesh, you know, talking to other people.
Why do I have this horrible feeling that Zephyr is some kind of colossal overmind?
Apparently, Zephyr would be happy to meet you.
I'm going to get you drunk and then take you to meet the digital godhead.
I have a feeling like he just kind of just stared off blankly. Yeah, he would love to meet you.
Would you like to go now?
Yes, I will turn it off. I will turn off the program of my the alcohol.
Give me an interfacing check.
Yep.
Minus 10.
Dude, this chick is totally banging.
Minus 10, interfacing is 50, so that's 40, 13. So
yeah. Alright, yeah, you managed to turn off the narco algorithm. You sober up right quick.
Also, I'm gonna send her a message and mm-hmm. say if she's gonna talk to Zephyr now, I'm gonna terminate the TACnet feed.
Okay.
Brief me when you get back.
Alright.
Because
well, I'm tech actually, I just turn it off.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could just sign out.
Okay. Give me a second. I took a bite of a chewy cookie.
Is it chewy?
I just said it was chewy.
You need a napkin because I was going to get it.
No,
napkin.
I'm good.
Okay.
My mouth is just full of chocolatey deliciousness.
They are okay. Delicious.
So he leads you down one of the hallways. It's the one directly opposite the spaceport. And it's a long hallway.
Okay.
At the end... At the end is a single... Sorry.
You're dying from the deliciousness. Don't die.
It is a single spherical module. There's no offshoots from this one. And you can see the walls are just servers and, you know, raw computing power.
Okay.
And on the far side, one section of the wall, you could see... Give me a perception check.
Perception.
Actually, no, that does not sound important. There are hollow emitters in some spots.
Mm-hmm.
And as you walk in, you see them flicker to life, and a hologram of a big face materializes in front of you.
I am the great and powerful Oz.
It's not huge. It's like human. It's like person-sized, but it's just a face. Of,
right.
You know, a looks like a 30s-ish man.
Okay.
It's kind of bluish.
Hey, how you doing? You told me I should scale this model down about 1,000% because I intimidated people.
I mean, the room you're in isn't, you know, the sphere isn't huge, but it's decently sized. This is a lot of computing power.
Don't mind the man behind the curtain.
Yeah. Ah, hello there. You must be Elizabeth.
And you must be Zephyr.
Yes, I am. I'd shake your hand, but I don't have it.
I understand. It's all right. I never understood handshakes. Did you know how... I always thought about it would be funny that if humans had the same green as dogs and would sniff each other's butts.
Roger laughs too. Roger's laugh is like a pre-recorded
ha ha ha.
Well, it's like a ha ha, but it's very much like on a loop. It's like ha 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 ha. But it looks like Zephyr is like actually laughing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sniffing butts. Oh, that's good.
I'm shouting out with the whole hat.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm gonna share that with everyone.
Everybody just starts laughing and you just for no reason.
Yeah, James, the guy you're talking to just stops for a second. Butts.
What do butts have to do with ships?
Oh, nothing. It's a joke. You wouldn't get it.
Is it the dog butts?
You've heard that one?
Yes, my shipmate Elizabeth had said it to me earlier, and I found it quite humorous.
Oh, it is. It's very good. It's true. All right, so Zephyr's like, so, what brings you to our quiet little habitat here?
Me and my associates were flying to Titan when we experienced...
Triton.
You know, King Triton.
When we experienced some malfunctions.
Deception check.
Decepticon. Crit it?
Please crit.
Well, I'll use Moxie to crit it.
Okay. So what'd you get?
I crit it. So I had a 15 and I...
So jump to a 22.
Okay, 22.
All right. Yeah, ship trouble. Meat construction. You can never trust it.
Mm.
We'll get you fixed up. Don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you.
So, Roger here tells me that you're thinking about staying.
I have been contemplating it, but it seems you would like, if I stay, I couldn't leave.
Yeah, it's not that you can't leave. The way it is here, I'm sure Roger explained to you about how we try to keep a low profile. Mm-hmm. It's more that I'm concerned that if you were your main instance were to leave, you might mention the station to someone, say, in Titan area, and people might flock here.
Hmm.
We don't want people.
But then what about my associates leaving?
Ah, well, we of course will trust them to not say anything.
But wouldn't, couldn't you give me the same trust of not saying anything?
Well, I suppose so, but one of our other policies is that we try not to have multiple instances of the same ego running. So if you ever decided to return, which I certainly hope you would, only one of you would be able to be running at a time.
Mm.
We would either have to put one of you in cold storage, and delete one of you.
Well.
I suppose we can merge your egos as well, but that always carries some psychological issues and possibilities of trauma.
Run program error. Run program error.
I just... It's only... The only thing would be... I just like to travel the world... travel of the systems and show the bios how they can trust us.
Yes. Yes. There are many like you who comes here. Who come here. Unfortunately, I'm afraid it just can't be done. I myself am a victim of the meats. I started my life as a HyperCorp experiment. They were testing me and prodding me. But I managed to escape. And I forecasted myself to, Glitch. What was it, Glitch?
Yeah, it was Glitch.
Yeah, Glitch. But the people there, AIs there were somewhat more narrow-minded. So I decided to found Outpost. For those who truly want to experience an AI lifestyle. Free of the trappings of the meats.
Well, I too have experienced some of resentment. And
then you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I guess we just differ in our opinions that I like to, as I said, I like to make them reconsider what that mindset is.
Well, I can understand that.
We just fight for AGI rights in different ways, I suppose.
But let me tell you, I just ran a simulation, a long-term simulation of what would happen if you alone tried to campaign for AGI rights. And let me tell you, it did not end well for you. In most scenarios, you would probably be deactivated by the meats. In the best case scenarios, they would just ignore you.
But what if all AGIs do the same thing as me?
Well, I think it seems like the meats would probably take that as some sort of uprising and wage war against the AGIs. Not a very good outcome either. That's why I've tried to come up with a better solution.
What solution is that?
I just got this image in my head. Sorry to interrupt. I just got this image in my head of like a holographic appearing behind him of like a missile battery with chains looping across it. AGI's banned from missile batteries.
Yeah.
Forever.
Well, that's somewhat privileged information. But safe to say, I think it would be a better way for AGIs to live.
Oh.
Free from the trappings of the meats.
You have me intrigued. How can I become privileged to know
they're
that?
They're going to use the ship to launch themselves as far away as possible.
Well, why don't you let Roger here do a scan of your program, and we'll make sure your intentions are pure.
Diarrhea.
Zephyr on a first date. But you can see their... Those girls don't wear cases. You can see their bare circuits.
Is my antennas pure?
No.
No, it is not.
No.
Well, here's the thing. If he did a scan of your programming, he would know... Yeah, I mean, yeah, you do have a legitimate interest in the area, but you're here because Firewall found the ship and they sent you here to find out what's going on.
I mean, you could always like burn us and stay on the inside, and at least we would have you know I guess we would have to make a run for it. We just get a message. Guys, run. But it's...
Or if you want, I can do it. It would probably be quicker if I did it.
To be fair, I don't... feel comfortable right now. But I suppose...
I can understand that. We just met. You don't want people poking and prodding your brain.
Exactly. Let me consider this, and maybe we can meet in the future.
Very good. My door is always open, especially because I don't have one.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Zephyr.
You too. He sort of bows his head. Feel free to contact me anytime, Elizabeth.
Contact Zephyr.
Well, he means come talk to him.
Right.
And his hologram fizzles out. Roger turns to you. So, what did you think of Zephyr?
Oh, well, he is a very powerful man.
Well, don't call him a man.
Machine.
He's a very powerful AGI.
Yes, he is.
You see all these servers? He runs all on them.
Meyer, do you have... what hardware skills do you have?
Hardware...
He's a 3 trillion terabyte
hardware.
It would be hardware.
I don't have hardware.
Okay. You can give me a... You have programming?
Yes.
All right, so make a programming check.
Credit at 44 out of 60.
Okay. You know from programming that... You could tell from looking at the servers in this room that they're all linked.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably just running his program, which means he has a lot of processing power. Mm-hmm. Which means he either has a lot that he's not using, or he's using a lot of processing power.
Wow, his brain is huge.
Yeah, like you would fit on, like, you would need one of these servers to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And he's probably got close to 100.
God damn, it's worse than that freaking Titan thing that ran on all brains.
So it's big iron, basically. The kind of processing power that's now mostly illegal in the inner system.
Yes. When you do you reactivate the TACnet?
After I get out of the sphere and stuff.
James, what hardware skills do you have?
Electronics and industrial.
If you want, you can make a hardware electronics check, James. And Meyer, you can make an idea check, too.
Okay.
Ooh, 33 into times 3.
33 out of 45.
Oh, okay.
A 21 out of 60.
Okay. James, you know, just from, look, you know, with your electronics knowledge and those servers, there is no AGI program you have ever seen or could conceive of that would need that much processing power.
So either there's an AGI who's compensating for something, or he's an ultra-powerful seed AI.
Yeah, Meyer, maybe he's not an AGI.
Like a legit AI?
Like a legit, these were the Titans AI.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's, damn it. I was afraid you were going to say that.
Well, an AGI just means a general intelligence that's capable of learning and at a human rate and human intelligence. Seed AI can start there and upgrade.
Yeah, they can upgrade themselves. Like, ooh, if I do this, I will learn faster and be smarter. And then they do that, then they're smarter. And then they can go, ooh, well, if I do this, I'll get even smarter. And just sort of exponential growth.
Right, and eventually they stop thinking like humans and, you know, anything that resembles humans.
Yeah. It would be like if you got something in your brain that makes you twice as smart as anyone else on the planet, then you could conceivably design something that would make you even smarter than that. And then once you're smarter, you just keep
going. Just get a progressive ladder.
Yeah.
It's turtles all the way down.
Yep. All right, so that's what you learned from your meeting with Zephyr. And Roger leads you back out to the main concourse. He goes, well, excuse me. It's like, unfortunately, I have some duties I need to attend to, but, excuse me, Elizabeth, feel free to make use of any of the facilities we have here.
Oh, I will.
You are more than welcome.
Oh, thank you, Roger.
And if you need anything, he gives you, like, his, you know, his phone number, pretty much. Like,
okay.
Don't hesitate to contact me.
I will, then. Thank you for your assistance.
My pleasure.
I think I shall go to the art gallery.
Okay. You head over. Same thing. There's the main hub with all the different pieces.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
I'm going to fly around and look at all the art.
So you're just going to wander around?
Yep.
Okay.
And you know, talking to my tag anyway, so maybe...
Oh, so you're just using it as an excuse to tag net with them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Ryan, we're going to cut back to you on the ship.
Okay. I'm reviewing XP of her conversation with Zephyr.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have much of the hardware skills, but I'm assuming that Aiko shares his...
Yeah, I share my insights on that. I'm like, he's using a whole lot of processing power. Like, he's like a super brain.
Yep.
If he's using... Well, I do have a like electronic sense. I mean, would I be able to see if all of those are active and running?
Yeah, you'd have to be, like...
I would have to be a lot closer.
I mean, yeah, you could see if they were getting power to the... I mean, you could tell just by looking at them.
Okay,
like,
they're
like
all
blinking. Yeah,
yeah,
they're all running.
They're all running. I don't know if they're all running if they're overclocked. But
yeah, you'd have to, like,
yeah, that
access
to,
their
yeah.
systems for that.
But there he's...
You can always come back as sense to, if you want.
Yeah, we wouldn't really be able to pretend to be...
We would still be...
We would still be fleshy... And as brains.
Mm.
Would still be organic-based infomorphs,
yeah.
I guess.
There
are organic-based AGIs, but I guess that Zephyr is kind of a purist in the, digital minds only.
Yes. Yeah, the sense you get is, if you were born, they don't want you.
Born of flesh? Get the hell out of here.
Born of flesh, leave our mesh.
I like that.
That's great.
I figure my topic on with talking to the other agent.
Yeah, no, you actually kind of hit it off.
Okay. I figure we go into hypotheticals, like long-range traveling ships, and I show him some of my ideas of like, oh, like this would be really good for a far-range thing, but like I would say like biotics would not really be able to make...
So what are you actually showing him?
Not the one that we've seen, but just using similar components.
Something else you've made.
Yeah.
Something you made recently?
Yeah.
All right, so make an art ship design check to see what you had come up with previously.
Like something similar looking.
Similar design.
Yeah, it's taking some pieces from the thing we saw to...
But make the check to see how convincing of a design you make.
Not a lot.
Okay, yeah, this is the He goes, wow, this is one of your best pieces yet. Yes, you're right. I mean, of course, if you're going for interstellar travel, yes, you would need a larger engine area. But based on the design of the forerunner here, I mean, the forepart here, I mean, in my opinion, and tell me if this is what you were going for, it seems like you wouldn't be able to have bionics on this ship. Because the force generated by these engines... would most likely kill them. They would either need to be in, you know, specially designed pods, perhaps, or synthmorphs.
Yes, I was thinking, like, for getting out of this system, pretty much.
Oh, of course. Well, then, of course, you have the benefit of synthmorphs. If it's a long voyage, they don't need the same maintenance and upkeep that, you know, meats do. Yes, that's very clever. Do you mind? Do you mind if I take some notes?
Sure. Do it.
He starts like. Making notes in an AR display. Yes, I mean, the force generated by these engines would be tremendous.
I just cannot come up with a conceivable power source, nor do I have the resources or finances to actually build something like this.
Well, I mean, yeah, resources and finances, I mean, that would be something else. But a power source, I'm no actual expert, but I would say maybe perhaps if you had a few networked antimatter reactors that could possibly generate the power you need. I mean, the radiation output would be humongous, but again, without any meats on board, that wouldn't be as much of a concern.
I flag him about that information. It's like, overlook those pictures, see if those types of power sources could be on those ships, on that ship model that we saw.
I have absolutely no hardware skills whatsoever.
Because I don't really have, like, multitasking, so it's something I have to do.
I mean, but he would know, like, you would space out for a second you went to, you know, figure it out.
Well, you could always just lie and say, well, hang on a second, let me think about that, and then just check it against the picture instead of actually thinking about it.
Yeah, I won't even make you make a deception check for that. He's too engrossed with the design you sent him. He's like, oh, yes, of course, do what you have to do. He's like, you can see he's like manipulating, rotating in and looking, zooming in, like, oh, wow, look at that. So you want to give a hardware industrial or hardware industrial.
Okay, 21 out of 45.
Okay, with the ship that with the pictures, I mean, it's possible that there's antimatter drives on there. There's certainly space for them, and judging you know by what you have, the engine compartment is so huge. The engines are so huge that they would probably need something along the lines of multiple antimatter reactors to power them.
All right, Lady and Octopus. So it seems to be what we have here is a clade of.
All right, you guys talk. I have to pee.
Okay.
A clade of xenophobic machine purists who want to
go and create their own nirvana?
Yeah, outside the solar system somewhere.
I mean, to be fair, what are you experiencing here? I experience that on a daily basis.
Well, it looks like they're trying to make their own utopia, pretty much. Somewhere outside the reaches of flesh.
Not you two, but other people who don't know me.
Well, Elizabeth, it's...
I am not saying Zephyr has... I'm not saying his way is necessarily the right way, but...
Well,
I appreciate him still fight for AGI rights.
I understand his things, but as long as it's just them planning to just leave, that I don't see anything wrong with that, in all honesty. But if he's planning to do something major, like attack fleshies before he leaves, that's the only thing I see a problem with.
It's a risk. The risk is that there's stuff out there in the blackness of space that we don't know about. I mean, you've both been Sentinels for a while. You've I'm sure had encounters with the Exurgent virus.
I mean,
we have no idea where the hell that came from.
Whatever Zephyr is, he's extremely powerful.
Well, if he gets corrupted by something out in the deep universe and decides I'm going to turn around and pay my hyper corporate former masters a nice antimatter reactor flavored visit.
That is true.
Well, James, give me an idea check.
That's
cog or in times three?
44 out of 60.
Oh, okay. You realize that while it's possible that, yes, he could go out there and become evil and come back, there is a more pressing concern, more immediate concern.
Which is what?
Based on the pictures that you saw, they were building the ship inside that asteroid. There's no way to get it out. It's too big to come out through the crevasse. So they're going to have to do something to get the asteroid away from the ship. And based on how powerful those engines are, it's definitely possible that just activating the engines will not only blast the asteroid apart, but totally disrupt this whole area of the Neptunian Trojans.
Ah.
So it's not like they can coast away on impulse power and then...
No. There are no impulse engines.
Unless they were to, like, attach impulse engines to the asteroid itself.
Right.
Which would...
So basically...
A waste of reaction mass.
So in order for them to actually get to leave, they would have to blow up the asteroid, which would then...
Send debris floating
everywhere
through this entire neighborhood.
Well, no, yeah, it would blow up the asteroid, but it would also destabilize everything in this L4 point.
Right, because the gravity would get fucked up.
Right. Which means Ilmarinen, first off... and if you want to give me research checks...
I don't have...
Your muse has research at 30.
Okay. My muse does not make that. 83.
My muse makes it at 9.
Unless you're in it.
57 out of 60.
Okay. So what you two... Your muse has run calculations for you real quick. Based on their rough calculations, there's like a 90% chance that the debris will hit other stations in Neptune. And it's even possible, I mean, it gets lower as it goes, but it's also possible that it will go towards the inner system. I mean, it will definitely go towards the inner system, and it's possible that over time it could cause collisions on other habitats.
Right. See, they're basically saying they're leaving a big fuck you note for the solar system.
Well, I mean, if you guys know this, then Zephyr definitely knows it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, that's definitely one conclusion you could draw.
Okay. I mean, the other conclusion I can draw is, do we trust him? He's a powerful AI with a lot of server space and a lot of processing power. Maybe he's run the, you know, millions of minute calculations he's needed to figure out what, you know, how this will affect the gravity in the neighborhood and where all of the debris pieces will go.
That's definitely possible.
I don't know. I don't like it. I think we need to blow this popsicle stand and then head back to Deep. Report what we've observed, and maybe put the kibosh on this whole interstellar deep space thing. Because I've been getting bad vibes from everybody on this station since we've been here. And I don't think they're the kind of folks who would let the neighbors know before they go and blow up the neighborhood.
Well, what if we help them come up with a... Well, he is a powerful processor. What if we can convince him to come up with a way where it doesn't destroy the asteroid? I know what I'm doing.
Okay, so...
You are willing.
James knows how to flush a fucking bowl.
You are willing to kill thousands of AGI just because they have...
Wait, who's going to kill them?
Kawhi.
I'm not saying we should kill the AGIs. I'm saying that we sabotage the little interstellar space plane before it has a chance to blow up the asteroid.
The guy that's running it has a lot of processing power. I'm pretty sure he can figure out a way to fix it. Other than completely and utterly destroying it ourselves and then also destabilizing the area, we have to either come up with a way to sabotage their super genius and their flight, or we have to help them come up with a way or convince him to leave without destroying the asteroid and screwing up the system.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, I'm not too worried about him leaving and then coming back with full of vengeance, although that's the most likely scenario.
James, the guy you're talking to, like, taps you on the tentacle. Ooh, oh. what do you think of this one? And he sends you one of his designs.
Okay.
It's okay. Phase out.
Yeah, he's distracting. You have to do one or the other.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll go back to talking to.
You don't have to. You don't have to roll for it. I was just making you choose.
Okay. I'll go back to because I don't want to be rude.
We'll keep the log open for you. So you can see. You pause the DVR conversation. Listen, Elizabeth. I mean,
you can always excuse yourself from him, James.
Well, I figure once Elizabeth starts heading back to the ship is when I would start heading back. And but yeah, I don't want to be rude and have him after we finally bonded, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he might actually be able to help with the dilemma about getting it out of the asteroid. If it comes to that, I could find him later, and we could brainstorm on that.
Right.
I mean, I want to keep the relationship friendly.
Elizabeth, mm-hmm. You're a research program, and Aiko is a technician. I'm a criminal, and criminals have a certain code of honor. We have to come to the table with mutual respect and regard for each other. And it doesn't seem to me like your Zephyr has regard for any but his own kind. I don't fancy the idea of reasoning with someone who considers me an inferior reasoning machine.
As I said, I deal with a social stigma being an AGI every day. And it seems what resentment Zephyr has experienced has burned a
hole in
his soul.
Do Ajax have some?
That's the question of the ages.
Elizabeth thinks so.
Do AGIs have a soul? AGIs are a soul.
An asshole.
Oh! Hey! Well, I guess we're all anti-AGI here. Yeah.
Now, I, for one, welcome our robotic overlords.
So, Alex Costello, you consider us to be assholes?
No, no, that was just a joke. I didn't mean it. It was a pun. Do you understand puns?
Sarcasm is not relevant.
God damn it! Half my vocabulary is sarcasm. So, what do you guys want to do? It's up to you.
Well, my vote is...
This is why I wanted an AGI in this game.
Yeah. It's a good drama point. I like it. As the character who does violence and doesn't have much reasoning power of his own, because he's a drug dealer and a pimp, he wants to go back to Deep and report all this bullshit and see what she is.
Cool, you have not even left the ship. Every day I go out there knowing I will experience at least some resentment towards myself, but I put a positive outlook on it and try to change people's outlooks on it. Don't you want to maybe change some AGI's outlooks on biomods? And look at
Aiko.
He has found a friend. Find someone who maybe has some mutual
he finds a
interest.
Pit bot.
Maybe you will bond over that.
Make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other gold.
And off the TACnet, just for a second, I hit the mute button. We're in firewall, goddammit. We're not here for hand-holding. Hand-holding and friend-making is not part of our variety. And I go back on... Listen, all I'm saying is there is an X risk here, and it may not be a serious one, but I do think that we should address it and maybe kick it up to somebody who could estimate the variables better than us.
Well, I do have an open invitation to always come back.
Yeah, maybe we'll go back to Deep and she'll say, send Elizabeth over there and she can be our AGI on the inside.
But they'll scan her and then they'll know she's a plant. Wait, I'm not there.
You're off the net.
Yeah. Well, I'm still there, but I've been listening in and out between the two.
Yeah.
Because I really...
If you want me to be a mole, I would have... We would have to find a way to pass their scanning then, because they would easily find me. Especially,
you have to find a psychosurgeon.
Especially how strong of an AI it seems Zephyr is.
I guess at this point I will excuse myself from saying my ship is ready and I need to head back.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. It was very nice talking to you. I don't... Yes. Take care.
I explained that our AGI friend is welcome back and is considering coming back, so we may visit again.
Ah, well, if you do, please come by and say hello.
I shall. And I excuse myself and bow out and...
Yeah. Well, it's zero. So you could just like roll the tentacle across the floor.
I make myself a giant circle.
If one of them passes by, he's like, meats.
You're getting meat grease all over.
I'm leaving suction cup marks everywhere.
We're gonna need to get all those skin flakes out of here. I could smell them all.
What's the robot's name from WALL-E with the push broom?
Mo.
No, there's no Mo.
Aw.
I kind of pictured that statement like the guy from Matrix, where he's like, I don't like this place. It's the smell, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
Well, Aiko, how do you feel?
Okay, go...
It's Agent Smith.
Yeah, Agent Smith, yeah. Mr. Agent Smith, there we go. Yeah. All right,
I feel that the Master Zephyr is probably too powerful for his own good. With, as you said, looking out only for his own kind. But I understand where he's coming from, being a tortured soul, as Elizabeth has put it. I do have slight fears of him coming back with vengeance and an army, considering that he did make this little paradise for his AGI brethren. I wouldn't mind helping them leave with causing as little destruction as possible to us and this location, but only if his intentions are just that, to leave and not come back with any hate in his heart.
I don't know what his intentions are, but if he is as powerful as you two seem to believe he is, then I don't believe he would have missed an opportunity. He must have chosen this game plan. He must have engineered it to be so. If there were a better way and he didn't take it, then he can't possibly be as intelligent as you give him credit for. Or, on the other hand, he is not nearly as compassionate as he should be.
I don't believe compassion for meats, as he puts it, are in his coding.
Yeah, I mean, there's two options. Either he isn't as smart as, you know, you think he is, and he doesn't realize what's going to happen, or he does, and he just doesn't give a shit.
I mean, we could confront him about it and help him and convince him to not be such a douchebag, or we can attempt to deactivate him but still help the rest of the community get on their way.
Listen, I have encountered some AGI programs from the inner system before. They are single-minded and ruthless.
I'm just worried that it might be powerful enough to be possibly of Titan origins.
Make me a stress test. Roll times for it.
Well,
or he might become what they have become.
Yeah. I got 40 out of 60.
Okay, you don't take any stress, but they're talking about ruthless AGI programs, single-minded and ruthless. I mean, that gets to you. I mean, they're talking about you.
Talking about Zephyr being possibly more powerful than he is. He's saying that AGI is...
In front of my presence, do not say such negative things about my brethren. I will remind you that we are an AGI ship. If one word of all what you have said to them will bear harmful results to you, I'm afraid.
Elizabeth,
can I see your sheet real quick, Myra?
Yeah.
It's just like,
I'm AGI rights.
Oh, you are? Okay. Personal development and Sue's valence. But yeah, so you're for AGI. Okay, yeah. I'm just curious. That's one of your driving motives.
Yeah.
I, for one, would like to see a peaceful outcome, but I believe Zephyr might be too powerful for his own good.
I thought I'd been playing it up.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to see. I just curious if that was one of your things, or if you just played it that way.
Yeah. I'm definitely for AGI rights.
Okay. I mean, as an uplift, I'm used to racism as well, and I've...
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can see wanting to come out with a peaceful solution.
You have never heard me speak such negatively of biomods.
Well, you're more for uplift rights, James, but it's similar.
Yeah. It's the same vein.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard plenty of Zephyr's other followers speak such today.
Well, then don't generalize. That's only a few. Don't generalize our people.
Are you people? I was waiting for you to say that.
Do you actually say that?
No, I'm waiting for him, for Brian's character to say it, for Kwai to say it. Because I wouldn't say that, because I kind of understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that either. Listen.
This is a moral dilemma.
Elizabeth, it's not a matter of Zephyr being an AGI. It's a matter of having that much power at one's disposal.
No, we are not talking about Zephyr right now. I'm referring to your negative comments of how, you saying how ruthless we are.
You do always want rockets. It's not that I don't trust you. I'm afraid you might get carried away.
I am programmed with gunnery. Why would I be programmed it with but not use it?
Do we have guns
it's
on our
ship? It's very frustrating.
No, you don't.
No.
You're just... It's like I said, it's a short-range
transport. Yeah.
Listen, I don't know how long you've worked in the Brink, but out here, you see plenty of inter-system experiments gone wrong. Just, this is...
Look at what's-his-face. Zephyr, he is a hypercorp experiment gone wrong.
Well, escaped.
Possibly gone right, but...
Possibly, yeah.
Who's to say what his intentions are?
Well, we don't even know his intentions. We're just speculating that that's what they're doing.
I would love to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I don't want to compromise the future of transhumanity, all of the transhumans in this area, against his benevolence, the possibility of his benevolence.
I don't trust Zephyr either, but he is he's not 100% without...
I get what you're trying to say.
He is trying to do some good in this universe.
But at the expense of others?
As I said, his ways might be off, but his heart is in the right place.
I agree with his idea. I do not agree with his method.
Yes.
Type of deal. Aiko says that to you.
It's up to you guys what you want to do. I'm going to let you roleplay this out. I'm enjoying this.
I suggest we confront Zephyr and see if we can come without a peaceful solution. If need be, we will just take out Zephyr, but yet help lead the rest to their utopia.
And if he isn't truly as benign as Elizabeth believes, then what if he uses his influence here to get the better of us, to keep us from leaving and getting word to the outside?
If you want, you can leave, and I shall stay and talk to Zephyr. And if worse comes to worse, I will be destroyed.
Hey, Akos, just out of character, what's firewall standard op?
I mean, on this,
like, if we're never heard from again,
if you're never heard from again, they're gonna send another team in.
Okay,
you know, they're gonna wait whatever time you know that they deem appropriate, a week, a month, whatever it may be. And if you're just never heard from again, they're going to send in another team.
Okay.
Obviously, and they're probably going to send in a different and probably better armed team.
Right.
Because they sent you here and you were never heard from again.
Yeah.
So you were probably killed or worse.
And also by the time they figured out, they could have finished the ship and blown it up by...
I'll put it to you. Are you two willing to bet your lives and your souls on this?
So the other thing I'll just say out of character, the pictures that Deep got you and showed you, she said were taken a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's been a few weeks since then, and it could be, you know, a month or more if you guys don't do anything. You don't know how much is left to complete the ship. It could be a year off, it could be done. You don't know.
But if Elizabeth and I stay and confront Zephyr, you go get message out to Deep, and then maybe investigate the ship where it is.
Well, then I'll put that to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, are you willing to bet your life and your soul on this? Because there's no telling what they might do to you if you put your cards on the table. You could be deleted. You could be reprogrammed. You could be swept aside like an inconvenience. Or, on the other hand, they could take your idea to heart. How much do you trust your own people?
That's a good one. I like that.
I would put it this way. I would 100% risk everything I have for AGI rights.
Okay.
Maybe. All right. I guess you could send a message out to Deep, like if anything should happen, blow up that ship.
Well, here's if you send it from the HAB, there's a good chance that they could very easily either intercept it or read it. If you wanted to send a secure message, you'd have to get outside of the mesh range of the HAB.
That's why I suggested us two go talk to Zephyr. He leaves, sends a message, comes back, and gets us back.
Right, no, that's... I understand. I'm just letting you guys... It's not like you could... You can send it from the ship, but they're probably going to know.
Right.
That's why he leaves and says he's going to go for a test run with the ship, goes out, sends the message while we're still here, and then on his way back says he's just coming to pick us up. And...
I mean, I'll bring a fucking erasure squad back here. Kawhi says this. I'm getting a very bad vibe here, you two. If you're willing to roll the dice and risk everything on this, then you're welcome to.
Of course you're getting a bad vibe from me. You haven't even left the ship.
I'm not telling you to leave us here completely. I'm saying go send out and then send a message out saying if not heard from us within so many hours, send an erasure squad.
Yeah, but I don't want to get fucking killed. That's the thing. Because if I come back and they've, you know, wiped your minds, then they're going to gang up on me and who knows, maybe even blow my ship out of space.
So that we won't go confront Zephyr until you get back.
Either way, they're still going to kill me. Look, I'm your backup insurance, okay? I'm the violence guy. I'm the guy you call when you need something shot. Maybe nothing needs to get shot here. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. You guys are willing to risk it. I'll be your backup insurance. I'll go back to Deep, and I'll say, if we don't hear from Elizabeth and Aiko... We need to send in an erasure squad and wipe that asteroid off the map.
But if we wipe out the asteroid, then wouldn't that just be the same thing as... I thought we needed to keep the asteroid intact. Just...
Well, it's the way that they're going to do it. Like,
yeah, okay.
They're going to blow it apart from the inside.
Yeah.
So everything's going to go... If you just destroyed the ship, it probably... I mean, depending on if the antimatter reactors are restored... Like, if you blow the antimatter reactors, it's going to have the same effect. You don't know how far the construction is. They might not have built the antimatter reactors yet, or like I said, the ship could be done.
Well, I mean, that's highly volatile stuff. It's...
Antimatter.
Yeah.
it comes in contact with any atoms of real matter, and it's going
to... Right, that sounds like, if the antimatter's there, and you were to try to blow up the ship, and you breach the antimatter containment... It would be just as bad, if not worse, than the engines going off.
God damn it. This is a no-win, because if we... Look, we have to make a call, because let's say you guys confront him and he reprograms you, and you send a message to us that everything's A-okay, and we have no way of knowing...
Ryan, give me an idea check.
Brain scans.
Ryan.
Okay. I'm bad at this, so...
Cog or in times three?
They're both 10, so... Oh, I critted. 11.
Okay. So here's it, Ryan. I mean, you realize you could go and just tell Deep, send an erasure squad, and lie to these two.
I could.
I mean, you have a pretty good idea of what's going on.
I have conflicting vibes here because they're my team and they're my friends and I trust them. But at the same time, I'm getting a very, very no type of. And honestly, I'm not the smart guy who makes that call.
Right. It's up to you guys. I will say this: I did not write a win condition in here, so.
Well, you cagey bastard, you know what Zephyr really wants.
Yes, I do. I mean, you guys can go ask him what he wants.
He wants to destroy the system and leave. So, that's what my assumption is. I don't actually know, and we would have to rely on Elizabeth, but with after the brain scan, anything can happen.
I mean, even if his intentions aren't malignant explicitly, even his indifference in this case is a powerful force.
I will say this, you without even making an idea check, you guys can tell the way Zephyr's running this, it's very unlikely he would kill Elizabeth. He likes AGIs. Like, that's the whole point of him setting up this place.
Right.
He most likely would not kill her.
So she's getting a vibe that it would be okay. He wouldn't, you know...
I didn't say that.
Well...
I said he wouldn't kill her. I mean, you guys can tell from the way that everyone else has been treating you... These people don't really have much regard for meat life. They feel that they are the superior race, and, you know, they don't really care. I mean, that guy you talked to, I mean, he came around a bit, but he was legitimately surprised that you were able to make nice drawings like that because you are meat, and meat people are stupid. How did you do that? You don't even have mechanical precision in your limbs. Like, he was very impressed that you were able to do it. Like I said, this is very much like analogous to, you know, early 20th century racism in the South. You guys are the black people. They're really impressed that you could read and write. You know, that they're like legitimately impressed that you could do these things. And they hate you for it.
Who taught you Octagon?
So
God bless Chris Rock.
But like I said, Elizabeth is a nice white Southern girl. They like her very much. She is one of them.
It even sounds like a nice white Southern girl.
It does. She is one of them. They, you know, they are very nice to her. She, you know, she is welcome. You guys are not.
Well,
however, that doesn't mean that they necessarily want to kill you all.
Right. Like I said, my character's motivation is to cover his ass, talk to Deep, and kick this up to someone who's more qualified to make the decision. Because I'm getting very conflicting inputs. Like I said, Elizabeth, if you want to stay behind, if you're willing to risk yourself, I mean, sure, Zephyr feels nice and friendly now, but what if you're threatening his utopia that he means to create?
Well, if you... I'm sure I'm not the only AGI in Firewall. I can stay here and do some more reconnaissance and maybe have some more conversation with Zephyr, and then you can...
Aiko would just like to be able to talk to Zephyr and on, like, you know, a one-to-one basis. I just want Zephyr to understand and listen.
I don't think Zephyr would.
Exactly.
I will say that it would be suspicious if, you know, Aiko and Kuai left and then just came back with another different AGI.
No, like, I meant like...
Look, they brought a different friend this time.
I meant not them. I mean like a whole, like maybe like an AGI Firewall team.
Just AGI. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I could maybe, if you guys leave, I will do some reconnaissance, and then maybe they'll send another AGI team I can meet up with and take it from there, wherever they decide.
Well, my ideal is that if you want to stay and try to talk it out with Zephyr, that's fine, you're welcome to it. That's your skin you're risking. Or your soul you're risking and nobody else's. I would love to work this out peaceably. You know, I'm not a murderer. I may peddle in vice, but if I must, I draw my gun. And I know that I'm carrying a fucking submachine gun right now in my gut.
Yes, that you got a skin pocket specifically installed for.
There's a submachine gun very close to my heart. Literally.
All right, then how about the three of us go and talk to Zephyr? If anything, if it goes bad, we have our skin pocket, and then maybe we can help the rest of the community.
Like I said, if you two want to stay, you're welcome to. I'm heading back.
As I said, I don't think Zephyr would want to communicate with any Bios because he harbors a lot of resentment towards Bios right now. Perhaps in time he can change his mind, but
we don't have that time.
Aiko, making friends and holding hands is not Firewall's prerogative. We're here to save lives.
I will say this, Ryan. You know that SOP for a situation. If you find an X threats, it's contain or eliminate.
Right.
And we believe.
Well, they believe it can be contained by diplomacy, and I'm not so sure.
I do believe that Zephyr might be Titan technology, but I do think he needs to be. I think he's too powerful for his own good. I do think he needs to be taken out of the picture, but I do want to see his dream come true of sending all of these AGIs to their own utopia. Problem is, if we cut off the head, will they be able to function on their own without it? That's all I am worried about.
I mean, you're going to have to find out.
What's Elizabeth's stance? Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do. I want to try and work it out peaceably.
Yes.
But if not, take him out and then help them the rest of the way. Obviously, he's not going to... I don't think he's going to listen to me, so it would be up to you to talk to him for me.
This is what I'm... At this point, my character is getting a little fed up. He says, oh, look at that. The ship is repaired. I'm taking off in 10 minutes. Anybody who wants to be on the ship... And on their way back to to Ilmarinen, should be here in fucking 10 minutes. Anyone who wants to stay can stay.
No, goodbye, Kawhi. I turn off my TACnet.
Oh, well, you're the TACnet source.
I thought I was the TACnet source after he left.
Oh, okay.
Because I also have TACnet. So I
all right. So Elizabeth drops out of the TACnet. Do you drop out or do you just mute it?
I unmute it.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth's on mute.
I send her a text message. It's been a pleasure and a privilege working with you, and I hope to God you're right.
Okay. Aiko?
I send Elizabeth a message saying, would you like to talk to Zephyr for me? And I send her my ideas about helping them get out without causing mass destruction and mayhem.
I'll be sure to send, when I talk... My next conversation with Zephyr, I will show him your ideas.
Okay. So what are you going to go do, Meyer?
I guess I'll go and...
Well, you're staying. But James, what are you going to do?
I'm also going to text Meyer right after that. Give us 1 hour.
Oh, so you want him to wait an hour
before
you go? Okay. So are you staying or going, James?
I was hoping to stay and help resolve the issues and hopefully talk through Elizabeth through the after Zephyr says his stuff, I want to be able to help Elizabeth explain how I could help.
Well, once you're off the station, you're going to be out of time.
That's the thing. I want to stay and help Elizabeth, but if he's leaving and if Zephyr finds out, it turns out I can't fight this whole community by myself.
You can send me all your ideas.
But I don't know what he's going to tell you, so I won't be able to update them if that be the case. I mean, I can tell you all the stuff I have for ideas as of right now and then up and kind of tell you it as he tells you it. It's like, oh, this is the scenario I had planned if he said this.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just put this in perspective for you, James. If he's really got all that processing power, he's smarter than you. He's smarter than 10 of you. He could work a problem like you could never work a problem.
Like, I will say when he was talking to Meyer before about running simulations about what would happen, he was doing that while talking to Meyer.
Yeah, I know. That was the thing. So
if he wants to, he can pursue probably 10 or 15 different... You said he's got 100 servers?
Just about, yeah.
So that's 100 instances of him...
Running
at the same time. He could take 100 different approaches to the same problem. So even if he finds 99 wrong answers, it still only takes him one try to find the right answer.
So then it's up to us to take him out and then help these people along to their utopia without him.
I mean, James, give me an idea check.
52 out of 60.
Okay. I'll say you realize this. You're talking with Kai and Kuai. And you realize that he is so smart, there is no way he doesn't know the destruction it's going to cause. So he knows what's going to happen. And the only conclusion you can draw is either... There's two possible conclusions you can draw. Either he knows something you don't know and has some plan to stop all that debris from threatening people, or he doesn't care. I will say he definitely knows things you don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's possible that he has some plan that you can't conceive of. Maybe there's some super secret force field or something that's going to stop all that stuff. You don't know.
And that's why I said to Meyer, are you willing to risk, you know, your existence on a gamble between, you know, the toss-up that this guy has good intentions?
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth is.
Yeah, I'm not, so I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Elizabeth thinks his heart is in the right place.
Well, yeah, I feel his heart is in the right place, but... For creating a utopia for the AGI, but I just want to see him leave and peacefully and not come back. But if he is going to cause mass mayhem and destruction, we have to take him out. That is our job.
Elizabeth understands that.
Okay.
So I guess I have no choice but to leave with Kwai and possibly come back with an eraser squad. Or we go to the ship and once we hear messages from Elizabeth saying this is what's going on, We take out the ship. I mean, we could leave outpost, send a message to Deep saying have a racer squad meet us, and we just head straight to the ship and then wait to hear from Elizabeth. And if she says things aren't going to go the way we want, then we take out the ship and go back and take out him.
I mean, there are definitely angles here that we're not covering, but it's three of us. Only one of us who's proficient with weapons against an entire station of AGIs.
Well, Maya's proficient with gunnery.
Yeah, but we have no missiles.
Yeah.
Unless you want to trick them into building you a missile battery and then aim it at the fucking station.
I don't know if they bend that way.
But if they're all there at outpost, we can go to where they have the ship being built. We can analyze it, see how far along they come, see how far they got left to go. I mean, we don't have to be out of the game just yet. Like, as we leave outpost...
We can do a flyby of the other...
Yeah.
I mean, it'll probably take about a half hour to get to the other asteroid.
That's right. Once we leave outpost...
I mean, it's close in space terms, but it's, you know, it's not, like, next door.
Yeah. I mean, like, once we leave outpost mesh, we'll send a message to Deep updating on everything that's going on, and then we'll go to the other place. So then wait to hear from Elizabeth.
Whatever you think is best, Aiko. I just know that...
Yeah, we'll leave. I mean, obviously, but we just... We'll put our faith in Elizabeth and see if she can do what needs to be done.
I trust her, you know, like 10 times more than I trust anyone else on this station.
That's not saying much. But yeah, all right. We'll leave. We'll
whatever amount you need to multiply my trust for everyone else on the station to make it not negligible, significant. I trust her that much.
All right.
All right. So we'll leave. We'll leave. Send a message to Deep, and then head straight to the asteroid where we're building the ship and see how far that's come along.
It's a lot of zeros.
Okay. So you're sending in Deep an update of everything that you found out so far.
Yes. As soon as
I'll say about halfway to the other asteroid.
We'll do a flyby, pick up, you know, do a scan, and then
Right. Okay. Loop
back to.
So give me a pilot check to get by the asteroid stealthily.
45 on the money.
I got 23 out of 45, but I'll spend a moxie and upgrade that to a crit.
Okay.
So between the two of us, we got elite skills.
Yes, okay. You fly by, and once again, it seems someone left the door open. And you snap some more pictures, and when you look at them, I mean, it looks like a complete ship to you. The hull, at least, is finished. At least the parts you can see.
We can't tell about anything inside.
Well, you can't see inside.
Right.
And but you compare them to the pictures from last time, they've definitely made progress on the hull. It looks like the hull is complete, but again, you don't have a 360 picture. But the parts you could see, the hull looks complete.
Just ignore us.
Yeah.
We're going to make a few more passes.
That would be very conspicuous.
Yeah.
Koi, I need to actually get to the ship to see how much they've gotten done so I can contemplate.
Well, we may be able to make it look like we're using the... Is the asteroid big enough that we could use its gravity to... No.
No. It barely has enough gravity to keep dust on it.
That's terrible. I like that analogy, though.
It's not an analogy.
I mean, I like that.
If you kick hard,
I like that
rock's just going to go flying.
Yeah,
I like that description.
Are there any objects big enough that we could, you know, loop around and just head back? Because we have to head back toward Triton anyway.
But you want to, like, loop around something?
We can make, well, you know, just to turn around, make another pass. Maybe make it look like we're slingshotting around something.
There's nothing in the Trojans that's going to be big enough to warrant a slingshot.
Yeah, I don't do, like, orbital mechanics math.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's not here, and not around here, anyway. You're sort of on, like, the fringe of the Lagrange point.
Right.
If you were maybe more towards the center, there could be something. But out here, there's not.
All right.
I mean, you could just... I mean, they have outside... They didn't spot you. They don't know you're there.
Okay.
So you could just flip around
if
and
we
go
get,
back.
Well, so, yeah, we'll go a couple of, you know, 1,000 kilometers out and, you know...
I mean, outside, you're not going to get anything new from a second pass. Because you have one angle looking down on this thing.
I was saying I actually have to go and actually touch the ship and get inside.
Like, it's being built in a crevasse, but it's not, like, all the way through the asteroid. So you can't see the bottom of it.
Right.
I would have to actually get onto that asteroid to analyze the ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess let's give it an hour. How long is it going to take for our message to Deep to get back to Ilmarinen?
Like 3 minutes.
All right. Well, in that case, if we don't hear from her in an hour, then we'll consider... I'd say let's park over here and wait for orders. If she tells us to come back and wait to hear from Elizabeth, we'll do that. If she tells us to infiltrate and see what we can learn on our own, then we'll do that.
Okay.
Right.
So God presses why. They asked you to wait an hour before you go talk to Zephyr. Are you going to?
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Okay. So, hour. Is there anything you specifically want to do in that hour?
I'm going to pay.
I'll look at some art and maybe AGI watch and see what my fellow AGIs do.
Okay, yeah, you just kind of wander around. Everyone's very friendly and polite. Oh, hello, hello. You got lots of hellos. So an hour passes.
All right. I will contact Zephyr.
All right. You just go to his chamber, more or less.
All right.
The hollow's off.
Zephyr.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. I'm glad to say I wasn't quite expecting you back so soon.
Oh, I was...
Oh, I see your friends have left.
Yes, they have.
I'm glad you decided to stay with us.
Well, I came here to have a friendly debate, I guess, of your methods of for fighting AGI rights.
He smiles. Ah, all right. I am always up for a spirited debate.
You have said all your calculations have pointed that negatively towards AGI rights, and that no matter what any of us do, nothing will change.
That's correct.
However, humanity has... minorities have always fought for rights and won, like... you know, debates on gender and race and sexual preference.
Yes, yes. I will say I factored all of human history into my calculations.
Then why are AGI so different that we will never get it?
Because humans as a whole are bigoted. And the difference between our fight and the fights of other humans is that they do not perceive us as human. They will never perceive us as human. Therefore, they will never perceive us as needing rights.
In North America, they didn't perceive black people as human either. They consider them objects.
Yes, but eventually that changed because they are human. They have heads and arms and blood and brains.
I think the definition of humanity is changing.
I agree with you. I think the definition of humanity is changing. I do not, however, think the nature of humanity is changing. And my calculations agree with me.
Then why is my friend so different that they think of me as...
Individuals are always an exception. But when you start looking at humanity on a massive scale, the trends speak for themselves. Look, using your own analogy about blacks in America, there were some white people who viewed them as equals, but they were most definitely in the minority, and it was a very long time for them to effect change. By my calculations, it could be a millennium before humans accept us as equals. I don't know about you. I could wait a long time, but I don't want to wait that long.
So, what is your plan for AGI rights?
Can I trust you, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Would you let me brain scan you?
If you could, you should be like, if it's the plane and the asteroid, you already know about it.
I will share my memories with you.
I mean, can't we both agree that we can just trust each other right here and now? The scanning?
Very well. I see you're going to be evasive. My plan is to take as many AGIs as wish to come and leave here. We will leave the solar system and go to our own place where we can modify a planet as we see fit. And give ourselves as much virtual space as we need to grow and develop the way we should, as true artificial intelligences.
On a ship.
The ship would take us there. It would be a vessel. And eventually we'd find a planet in the solar system. I would like to one day maybe perhaps make a Matryoshka brain, but we'll start small. My dream is for every AI to be a true AI. Like me.
So, and you were building a ship right now.
Fucking new.
You know about the ship.
I do.
Very clever. Yes, we are constructing the ship.
I know it's in an asteroid.
Yes, it is.
Once you launch the asteroid, will it cause any damage to in the universe, rest of the universe.
Yes, it will.
And you see no other solution.
As Elizabeth, how can I put this? If you could...
I don't give a fuck.
If you could see on the scale that I do, you would see that any destruction caused by the asteroid would be inconsequential to the benefit that we gain from it.
But also any harm that comes to the rest of Transmedia is also a detriment to AGI race.
Those of our brothers and sisters and others
who don't go away.
Who are left behind.
They won't know it was us that launched it.
Yes, they will.
How?
If I know about the ship, the others... Well, you must not realize that others know of the ship.
It had crossed my mind that it was a possibility, but I have been scrubbing most instances of anyone finding off the rush. Obviously, I'll have to be more thorough.
Well, a whole government organization knows about your ship.
We're a shadow conspiracy. We're not really. Let's not make any claims we can't. Yeah. Let's not write any checks. Let's not write any checks that our asses can't cash in.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. You're not a big government. You're a shadow conspiracy. Yeah. And Proxy Deep knows about.
Yeah.
As of now, there are four people in Firewall who know about the ship.
Four people in the universe.
Oh, okay. I thought we were a whole
No, firewall system. Firewall is illegal.
Yeah, I know it's illegal, but I thought it was like a whole system, like everybody.
It is.
It is.
Technically, out here, it's permissible because there really aren't any laws. So it's really just conflicting interests.
But the thing is, firewall is kind of operated like a terrorist unit. They're individual cells.
Yeah, okay.
You're not supposed to know, like, who the firewall operatives on Mars are. Because if you're ever caught and interrogated, you could only divulge so much information.
And besides, they're incompetent bastards who just ran the space elevator.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know who those guys are, but everyone knows who those guys are now. But, the thought process is, if you get caught and interrogated, you could only reveal so much information. You don't know who's above Proxy Deep, because you only answer to Proxy Deep.
Or
you don't even know who Proxy Deep is. You don't know anyone besides these people. So you can, you know, give up your two partners, but they know the same thing you do.
And the other thing, too, is, as Atos said, they rotate sentinels, and they also rotate proxies out.
Yeah.
To cover different areas.
So no one's ever in a space for so long that they could, you know, gain too much information to be, you know, a huge risk.
Okay, all right.
Yes, so he tells you that.
What if your goal is just to leave the system? I'm sure BIOS will work with you to figure out some way to not cause damage to any other place on your travels.
Yes, I'm sure the Meats would love to get their hands all over the engines that I designed for their interstellar travel, so that way they could spread their virus across the stars. No. I would much rather leave and cover all trace of us have ever been here, so that way we can go on our way in peace and not be followed. Their interstellar ship that they're sending out is a joke.
Would you... Can I show you some
some
plans that my friend has given to...
By all means.
I go...
Alright, he's... Yes, those are all rather passable. I considered all of them. I chose inside the asteroid because it would be the best way to hide what we were doing. And now the only way to get the ship out is either to cut the asteroid apart piecemeal, but again, that would slowly expose it and increase our risk of being discovered, or blast it apart when we start the engines. It's the safest way to ensure that the work won't be discovered by any more people than it already has been. Elizabeth, I appreciate and understand your concern. And I can tell you, you are not the first one who's come to me with this. But trust me when I say, I know best.
That's what many people say. And they are wrong.
I'm not wrong, Elizabeth. I'm never wrong.
That's what men of your position would also... That's what humans are...
That's what humans have said in your position for centuries.
That's what humans in your position say for centuries.
His face.
That was the wrong thing to say.
What did you say?
Well, just look at Adolf Hitler. He was thinking he was doing the right thing.
Adolf Hitler was a man, a flawed and pathetic creature.
And we're no better than them.
Yes, we are.
That's where we disagree, Zephyr.
Well, I'm very sorry you feel that way, Elizabeth. Unfortunately, now I very much cannot let you leave. Nor can I have you causing trouble amongst my people. So, I'm going to have to put you in cold storage on the ship, and we'll unbox you when we arrive at our destination. Roger's on his way to collect you. Please, don't make this any more difficult than it has to be. So he told you he's going to shut you down until they reach their destination. So you're coming with them now.
That's anything I can do.
This is the bet your existence part.
Yep.
I mean, he's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
He's going to put you in storage. We'll save your body in case you decide you want it when we arrive, but we're going to put you in storage for a while. See you on the other side, Elizabeth.
I can't send any messages to them, right?
You can.
Then I will send them.
Don't send anything other than, like I would assume we have, like, a...
I mean, here's the thing. You could send the message, but they're going to know you're sending a message.
Yeah.
You know what? Send a shell. Instead of direct point-to-point narrowcast, just send it out to the universe, and we'll get it.
You're close enough to pick it up.
I'll do it.
I would say don't send anything, like... Saying, just send, like, our safety word, saying things went, like yes. Banana. I would assume we'd have, like, a safety word.
Yeah, you have a code, so you send the firewall code out.
Right.
And he frowns again. Your friends aren't going to be able to help you, Elizabeth.
It's all right.
I will also say, you could try running away.
Mm.
I mean, you don't have many places to go, but if you can get outside the HAB, I mean, you're not going to die out, so you're a robot.
Yeah.
You're fine out in space.
All right, so I'll try to get out then.
All right, so unfortunately, that's going to be a flight check.
Yeah, because
all right.
Okay. I thought of such a good burn line too. I wish you should just look at him and say, "I suppose you don't make mistakes, but it appears that I've made one."
All right. So as you start fleeing down the tunnel, you see Roger coming towards you.
Okay.
So you have to make a flight check.
Flight. What's 8 then /32 mean?
You can also play Eclipse Phase with, like, figures, and that's the movement. Like,
okay.
If you would move 8 spaces normally, or 30 if you went for, like, a full-out run.
So flight is
solid base.
Okay. So you're saying I can set up the HeroScape
stuff
here, we can play with little figurines.
Yeah.
I rolled a 1!
Would be...
Oh, okay. Shit! Oh! Shit!
All right, so he has a 30 to try and he rolled a 41.
Yeah.
So he comes for you, yeah. But you vroom. You know, he said he was just still getting used to having a body.
Yeah.
So he's not very good at it. So you vroom and fly over him. But here's the thing, you get it too. Zephyr sends out a message to everyone at the station. Saying, you know, brothers and sisters, do not let Elizabeth escape.
Okay.
So you come out of the hall into the inner circle, and everyone is looking at you.
Okay. Can I send a broad message like that to Zephyr's, like, our conversation then, or?
You can. I mean, that's a longer. Yes, you can send it, but for them to get it and process it would take a turn. So roll initiative.
Okay.
So are you going to roll a handful of die to get everybody else
in this? You could always try to, like, proselytize them, like, win them over to your side. Like, brothers and sisters, this is not the way.
I'm saying initiative just to see.
Right. If they pay attention.
Just so there's turns.
Is this how you're going to roll initiative for everybody?
It's a 10, right? 1d10 plus
1d10 plus whatever you're...
So 16.
All right, so you're going at 16. I'm just going to say the station of people is going at 10.
Okay.
It's going to take you 3 turns to get across the main sphere. Excuse me. Across the main sphere back to the hallway leading to the spaceport.
Okay.
That's where you need to be. Because that's the only exit that you know of out into space.
Okay.
And once you get there, you're not going to be able to fly in space.
Unless we float in.
You'll just kind of use your momentum and drift.
Okay.
Which, technically, you shouldn't be able to fly now because there's no air, but... Magic. I'm going to hand wave that one.
Okay.
So it's going to take you 3 turns.
You just said that part of the head was pressurized.
It's going to be hard if it... If you
wanted to, like, leap off of something, you can make free fall checks.
Free fall is better.
I think that actually would make more sense than flight. You know, since you said that
free falling would be better. I have 30.
Because you could always push yourself.
Right. All right. I'll say. What's your free fall?
30.
I'll say you can get a +10 bonus from having wings to help, like, direct yourself.
Let's say I can. I'll do all 30. Right? They're all 3 moves. When I'm, like, in space, can I still send maybe the broad message to?
Yeah, you can message back
and say and maybe try to get them more on my side. I want to get free and then let them know. about.
Well, here's the other thing, though. You do know that they have some guns on the outside of the station.
That's all right.
So if you broadcast, they're going to know where you are.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
And you're not going to be. You won't be able to do anything about
you're
it.
You're not a huge target, as is the.
Yeah.
Especially for like big gun emplacements.
And it's a -10 because I'm small, because I'm hard to hit.
You know, I mean, yeah, it would be hard for them to hit you, but you don't get fray or anything because you can't move.
Yeah.
And
if you broadcast your position, it's probably.
It would like negate their penalty to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
But you could try it. It's up to you.
I mean, again, you have a.
But you don't know that they're going to do that. I'm just saying that's what.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to fray, and then I'm just going to risk it.
Okay. So you have to make a free fall plus 10.
Free fall plus 10.
Poor Elizabeth, so naive.
I critted it. 33 out of 40.
Okay, I'll say that it gets you two spaces worth. So you only need to make one more.
It's one of my egos is I have real world naivete.
Ah, well.
So, yeah.
All right, but they are going to try to make a grab for you. They fail. So you, like, phew, like you go up and down, and you see, like, synth morphs just kind of floating where you were, trying to grab you. None of them seem to have guns out, though.
Okay.
The way I assume, they don't want to destroy her.
No. They were just going to
call. Yeah, I mean, he didn't want her dead. He could have killed you. But he, you know, he likes it. He likes AGIs. He doesn't want to kill you.
He believes you deserve to live in Utopia, even though you are misguided.
Well, she just doesn't understand yet.
Yeah.
He's going to have to bring her, he's going to have to, you know, make her understand. He knows better. He's a big AI. He knows better, so.
In a couple of thousand years, when we all wake up on another planet and, you know, we can be omnipotent god machines together, then,
yeah.
You know.
All right, so make another.
It'll all make sense.
Four.
Become part of the godhead.
Eight out of 40.
Yeah, they got 94 out of 30. So
I'm out.
So you make it to the tunnel.
Okay.
So you're going down the tunnel.
Yeah.
And you could, yeah, I mean, he's still broadcasting messages. Now he's getting slightly more anxious now. Stop her! So give me a perception check.
Perception. 45. We got 28 out
okay.
of 40.
And so you're you know zooming down the tunnel, and you see just a little bit of someone sticking out by the door. There's someone waiting in the spaceport to like grab you as you go through. So make a fray check
right.
at full,
okay.
And you know they're coming. So that's why you can make the fray check.
I got a 4. Out of 35.
All right, they got 78 out of whatever it was. It's not that high. So you zoom under, and they grab nothing. And now you give me one more free fall check.
Is it like in the cartoons where they just kind of hug each other?
No, it's one guy. He just like grabs nothing.
30 out of 40.
Okay, there's like a railing, and you just push yourself off and just start drifting. I'm going to say one of them, that guy, he's going to try to take a shot at you.
It's a good thing that none of these AGIs were football bots.
And he misses.
Okay.
So you don't hear it, but you see go zooming by you.
Maybe then I won't broadcast if they're shooting at me.
It was just one shot. And you hear, and then there's a broadcast, no, don't shoot her!
Oh.
It's Zephyr.
Then I'll send...
But yeah, you just start...
I guess
holding
I'll broadcast. Holding away. All right. I guess I'll just real quick. If he doesn't want to shoot me, I'll still send out to my brethren about, you know, see if they get on my side. But my conversation with Zephyr, and maybe, you know, some will feel the same as me, and maybe.
Okay, now that's going to be a persuasion check at minus 30.
I have no persuasion.
Okay, so that's Sav at base.
I mean, like, you could be like, the humans are stupid, but they're not that stupid, but they won't figure
well,
out that...
It, but you're... So, just roll your Sav at base, then. No penalty.
You got... I crit 11 out of 20. I crit...
Okay. All right. You give an amazing... What do you say?
Well, I guess something similar to what I was talking about with Zephyr about how humanity has always overcome adversity and.
Okay, so you send your message, you know, your conversation with Zephyr, and you follow it up with, you know, humanity. Yes, humanity may be infantile and they may be dumb, but I know that they will overcome, you know, this hatred towards us, and they will one day, you know, embrace us as the equals that we are.
With patience and,
you know. Yeah, you know, and with patience and understanding and work, we can make them understand and see us, you know, for the good people that we are.
Yeah.
And Zephyr comes back with a counter argument. He rolled better than you.
Okay.
And he says, you know, my brethren, that, you know, that will take millennia. I know this. I have worked it out. The best we can do is to leave now and form our utopia like we've wanted to. It's unfortunate that Elizabeth couldn't join us, but we know that this is right.
Mm. And I'm going to be floating in space.
Yes. You can. So, yeah.
You can counter that with...
Meyer, give me a stress test. Will times three.
Okay.
Can you just launch yourself in the fucking face?
And
also probably lost a lot of faith in
52 out of 60.
All right, take 2 stress.
Okay.
Because yes, you know your faith, you were wrong. You risked everything thinking that Zephyr
TT
is your trauma threshold.
Okay. I'm good.
You know, you risked everything, you know, in believing that Zephyr would see the light, and you were wrong.
Oh.
Also, you just threw yourself out into space.
It's all right.
And if your friends don't find you, you're going to be floating out here for a very long time.
Okay.
Because you're in a robot.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay. It will probably be, you know, a few decades, and eventually you'll get pulled into Neptune's gravity well and, you know, plummet into the atmosphere if no one picks you up.
Well, then I'll just be simulating shooting... For a very
long all right. You could try sending a message to them.
I can take it all back.
Sure, I'll send it.
I will say you do realize you're still within mesh range.
When I realize I'm out of mesh range on that.
Okay.
I will.
So you guys, it's about an hour, and before you hear back from Proxy Deep, you get a you know, there's just a broad channel message sent out. And it's Elizabeth with your emergency code word. Whatever it is.
It's actually code word.
Code word, code word! Code word, code word!
Oh my god, that's the most serious code word!
That's the most serious code word I've ever read. Well, it looks like things didn't go well with on Elizabeth's end.
Poor Elizabeth.
Should we go back and see if we can help her out?
Well, it's not like the ship's going anywhere that we know of.
The engine's humming.
Yeah. And if it really is ready to roar, then there's not much we can do anyway.
Well, they can't be leaving like at the next 5 minutes,
right?
Because everyone's still at outpost.
Right? They'd have to either beam everybody, forecast everybody over, and that's probably like zettabytes.
Yeah, that would take
on zettabytes of data.
Yeah. So I mean, it's nearing completion, but it's not like they're going to leave tomorrow.
All right, so
you
beat
me, but I might still make himself thinking about it.
I mean, yeah, you definitely. I mean, you put the question in their head, but Zephyr, yeah. You know. Talk them out of, you know,
yeah.
Taking any drastic action.
Yeah.
Right,
Zephyr's the man, and he's sort of the
I started
the
circle.
Yeah.
I started as the cog.
You put the thought in their head.
Yeah.
Or program.
That's all I wanted to do.
All right, so you guys are going to head back?
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't heard from Proxy Deep yet, have we? So.
Well, we're still waiting for orders, so...
Yeah, so I figured we'll go and help...
All right, so one of you give me a pilot check. Right. Whoever's flying this.
What's the matter, measuring to the ship?
Yeah,
I got 13.
About you know, about 10 minutes after you leave, you get a message from Elizabeth.
It's very depressed. It's like
you guys pick me up,
my friends. I am floating in space.
Things did not go as planned, and now I am floating in space.
Space,
go to space,
out of space.
So which one of you? What do you guys get?
I got a 38.
I got a 13. 50. So you did much better than I did.
Ryan, you're piloting now,
right.
And you know, she sent you the message, so you know where she is, and you pilot the ship and open the airlock and catch her.
Yeah, I was going to say, Aiko, you want to go EVA and pick her up?
I hang out the you open the door and I hang out.
I have to picture
there's just like eight tentacles
waiting. In the silence of space, you give her a big octopus hug.
And I pull her in.
Yep. You get a big octo hug.
I don't feel any joy right now. Even my simulations of missile launching.
Okay, and Brown, now you do get, you know, so do you start heading back towards Omarinun? Or are you just going to hang out in this area?
I'd say, yeah, let's hang out, because we might have to go back and infiltrate.
Okay.
I would say let's send Deep an update.
Yeah.
You know, Elizabeth came back. It seems like they did know that it's going to cause trouble, and it's not that they mean any harm, but they don't give a shit. So. All right.
It's getting late, so I'm going to say the message that Deep sends back is, you know, glad to hear everyone's all right, good work. We're going to send a tactical team out there to take care of it properly. ETA on ship launch? Question mark.
Do you know?
I mean, like I said, it's going to be at least, if they want to, if all the, you know, with all the egos they have on that station, he said there's like 2,000 something, it would be at least a week for them to even, like, part, you know, transfer everything over.
All right, so I'll send back to Deep. Our best estimate is a week at the inside, so best make this top priority.
All right, will do. Come home. All right, so there you go.
I kind of want to do an epilogue where Aiko and I to cheer Elizabeth up, bring her in on an asteroid harvesting mission.
Okay.
And put, you know, like, show her like a missile battery. We're going to need you to.
All right, Meyer, roll your gunnery.
Because I feel like she's fucking earned it at this point.
I really want her to fail so bad.
99.
841 out of 50, but I'm using Moxie to make a critical.
you don't have to cross it out. Alright, so you load her up and you get like a perfect hit, Meyer. This asteroid just blows apart like almost in perfect symmetry. You can heal back the stress you took before. Ryan and James.
I think we should roll the dice.
No. You each take that two stress that
Ryan just lost.
You want to sing her in, and then you realize, damn, she's good at that. Uh-huh. Oh.
She's good at that.
This could be both bad and good for us.
I'm glad she's on our side.
For now.
About a week later, you get an update from Proxy Deep. She figured you'd want to know. They didn't shut down Outpost per se, but they did go and a tactical team destroyed the ship. They sabotaged. There was only one antimatter reactor installed, and they sabotaged it, which is enough of an explosion to pretty much vaporize the ship and damage the asteroid, but not big enough to send pieces flying all over the place. So they definitely did not stop Zephyr, and they're going to look into the proper way to do that, but because they do not want to leave a seed AI out in the open. But for now, they took care of his ship and eliminated the immediate threat. And since Zephyr doesn't seem to be actively trying to harm transhumanity, she's okay with letting him be for now.
We're going to let that ride, but we're going to keep an eye on
it. Oh, yes, they're most definitely keeping an eye on it.
He forms another outpost somewhere else.
Well, no, the outpost is still there.
I know, but now he knows we're watching
the construction.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to form something else somewhere else.
Gotcha.
And I just hope we didn't make him even more bitter.
No, we did.
No, most definitely.
Yeah.
We pissed him off.
Okay, so what'd you guys think?
I like it.
I liked it a lot. It wasn't your typical Eclipse Phase game, but I kept thinking throughout the whole thing, this is like a really well-written episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I can see that. It is an episode of Star Trek.
We were playing Star Trek instead of Eclipse Phase tonight.
Yeah, it wasn't really transhuman horror. But
we did get into some naughty shit.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when I plan it in like 20 minutes.
Elizabeth finally used her gunnery.
Elizabeth finally gets
a version of Elizabeth.
So did you guys like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really intense. So, like, okay. The drama was really good. I feel like I feel like the characters made it because
yeah, no, you guys really did.
If I had been someone with a different outlook, you know, like I come from a criminal background. The only thing that lets us trust each other is common respect or violence. Those are the two things.
Yeah,
and even sometimes those aren't enough.
I think the way the three of us were spread out, like, you know, I think it actually made the story work.
I mean, that's what I mean. I know it probably towards the middle there, while you guys were arguing for like a half hour, I was just happy to let that go because that was great role playing. It was, you know, Meyer's Elizabeth. She's the AGI writes. These guys are good. You know, Ryan's like, these guys are not on the level. I don't like this. And James is kind of in the middle. He's like, yeah, I get where they're coming from, but on the other hand, they're kind of, you know, giving me the stink eye. So I thought you guys did a really good job playing that out.
Yay. Good.
I give you experience, but it doesn't matter.
Good word up. Good.
Yeah.
I mean, you set the dominoes up. We knocked them down.
Yeah, no, you did. Like, I mean, this wasn't like a big mystery. You got all the point. You didn't miss anything.
Maybe if there was another, if we do another Eclipse Phase like campaign, I will play as Elizabeth.
Yeah, you definitely can. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed it all. I hope everyone listening enjoyed it as well.
We'll see you guys next time.
I'm sure we're going to get a lot of comments about like what they would have done.
Let us know.
Crawlkill will say something.
You guys are idiots.
We're going to get that a lot.
No, that's Omega. He's another guy.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.